Good evening to you, Matt Greenwood in Arnold, Missouri, Fox High School. That's where we're at for this Class 5 District 1 semifinal affair between the Sekhmet Jaguars and the Fox Warriors. It is wet and it is cold, but the rain has actually stopped, and let's hope it stays that way as we are in for a great battle here this evening. It's the Suburban West Rivalry National Standings, where Fox took first place over the Sekhmet Jaguars. And Fox comes in here at 8-1. They are the 2 seed in this district. Jackson, the 1 seed, taking on the 4 seed, Poplar Bluff. And they'll be kicking off here shortly as well. But Fox, the 2, Sekhmet, the 3. The Jaguars, a historic season. This is going to be their first season finishing above 500. They got 6 wins under head coach Doug Baker in his 3rd year running the program. And they look to continue to make history, and it's going to be a fight for sure, as they're going up against a Fox team that beat them 49-0 earlier this season. Of course, we'll touch on that during this Fleet's Equipment pregame show. But the Jaguars, 6-3 this year. Fox, 8-1. A delicious matchup here this evening on a cold and wet day in Arnold, Missouri. But you know what? Like I said, the rain has stopped, and that's what we're hoping stays true. Stick around here on AM 1400 KGF throughout the evening. We'll have this ball game for you. And if you have trouble catching us on the radio dial, you can also be in the comfort of your own home. Go to MIMOinfo.com, M-O, short for Missouri, MIMOinfo.com. Click on the KGF logo at the top of the screen, and voila, ball game for you. So spread the word. You can also download the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps and listen to the game on there as well. Matt Greenwood with you here this evening, all evening long. It's Fox, it's Sekhmet, and it's district semi-football on KGF.
Put on your pirate costume and join Captain Hook and his friends on November 17th at the Festus Quality Inn for the YMCA's annual dinner auction. Proceeds from the auction provide services to folks in the Jefferson County community, regardless of their ability to pay. Buy a table and bring your friends, or purchase individual tickets. For information about the auction and the Jefferson County Family YMCA, call 636-931-9622. That's 636-931-YMCA.
Holsch Tractor and Equipment continues to be the leader of compact tractor sales for St. Francis and surrounding counties. How, you ask? It's simple. By selling the best quality for the best price with the proven best warranty on the market. Hi, it's Hannah with LS, the major brand maker of 2 other brands. Brands that you already know and love. At Holsch Tractor and Equipment, you get that same franchise quality with the best 6-year parts and labor warranty and more standard features than I can name in this 60-second ad. This month, get the 35-horsepower 4-wheel drive diesel tractor with loader and skid steer front bucket for only $16,999. That's right, get the 35-horsepower compact diesel tractor with loader for only $16,999. Give us a call today, 573-756-4353, or stop by Coles Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Coles Tractor and Equipment, don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Dean Wilson Auctions is holding a public auction for Keller Family Farm Saturday, November 3rd, 10 a.m. at 3590 St. John's Church Road in Arnold. It's one of the last old-time truck farms in Jefferson County. There'll be tractors, farm equipment, trailers, guns, lawn garden equipment, tools, primitives, and antiques. For information, you can go online to DeanWilsonAuctions.com. That's DeanWilsonAuctions.com. Or call 636-944-3556. That's tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock at 3590 St. John's Church Road in Arnold.
Matt Greenwood back with the Fleet's Equipment pregame show, talking to Brent Tinker, head coach of the Fox Warriors, as they get ready for this Class 5 District 1 semifinal against the Sekhmet Jaguars here at home. Coach, the weather is what it is.
Yeah.
Wet and soggy, but we're on a turf field, so that should help things out a little bit. But Without the weather in mind, let's talk about this matchup here. A great suburban West rivalry between you and Seckman, this game should be a great one with a lot of offensive firepower.
Yeah, it's a playoff game, so you have that. It's also a rivalry game, so you add that in there. It's going to be a nice night. It's going to be a very exciting time. It's great to be here. Thrilled to have you guys here. Excited to see you guys broadcast the game live from the bleachers tonight with our press box being shut down. I appreciate you guys for being troopers with us and coming out here and getting our kids on the radio. But you're 100% right. Turf's going to take care of it. It's going to be wet from the goal line to the goal line. Everybody's got to deal with it, so we're just going to get real excited and embrace the weather, embrace the entire night, and get after it tonight.
You obviously had something working for you last time you played the Seckman Jaguars team. You expecting something different, though?
No, I really think they're going to come out and try to finish what they started. They had some really good drives in the first half, and they've been telling their kids for 2 weeks. They've been watching film and fixing their own mistakes, same way we've been fixing our mistakes. I would imagine that we'll both have a very similar game plan, slight differences, both of us hoping to execute better than we did the first time. I'm hoping to see our best game of the year tonight. I really do think we have the ability to come out and play our best game of the year. I guarantee he's saying the same thing. It's going to be, hey, it's playoffs, bud. Hey, we're playing football in November, and you never know what's going to happen. So every night we're here, we better play our best game.
Coach Tinker, best of luck. We'll talk to you afterwards.
Thank you for being here again. Appreciate it.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Greenwood back with more police equipment pregame coverage of Seckman and Fox Class 5 District 1 semifinals tonight here on KJFF. And Coach Baker with us of the Jaguars. Coach, Fox didn't get the best of you last time out just a few weeks ago, but usually when you play a team a second time, things get a little bit tighter. What do you think it's going to take to kind of get that tighter, more contested game?
Well, first and foremost, ball security. You know, we turned the ball off 5 times last couple weeks ago. Most of that in the third quarter. And, of course, they capitalized with 28 points. So just securing the football, especially on a rainy day like today, I think it's going to be a key for both teams. You know, they put the ball on the ground this time as well. So just ball security and holding on to the football and making sure when we get in the end zone or get in the red zone, we score points.
You've done a good job of splitting up the responsibilities, the duties for your quarterback Lounsbury and your running back Drew Campbell, and you've thrown in Dylan Hawk in there a little bit as well. Just really a good mix of athleticism for you in between the tackles and outside as well.
Yeah, that's something that we've been building and the kids have been building for the last couple of years. Especially when you get to this point of season in the district time, you know, you need to be a multi-threat team, and that's definitely what we have going for us with both in the run game and the pass game.
It's been a historic season for you guys. 6 wins, most in program history. You'll finish above 500, win or lose tonight, and a chance to beat a Fox team that's looked pretty good all year.
Yeah, well, you know, anytime you get in this point in the district standings or in the district season, you're going to play good football teams, and definitely this is that's one we're facing tonight. And you know, I think we're very well prepared to go out there and perform very well tonight.
They have a couple of big playmakers. Their fullback can run over guys. Their running back Elwood can get around guys, and then their quarterback McGinnis is also a pretty good runner. What does it take on defense to slow this Fox team down tonight?
Just making sure we're taking care of our responsibilities. You know, kind of as you mentioned, they're multifaceted as well, and making sure that we're in the right spots each and every play. And when we have our guys there, tackle. And, you know, as you said, Nybert's a pretty big kid. He's hard to bring down, and they're pretty quick at the other spots too. So just taking care of responsibilities is going to be key for us.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Doug Baker, head coach of the Sekhmet Jaguars, joining us here on the Fleece Equipment pregame show. We'll have lineups and kickoff next.
Family, health, home. At ComTree, we exist to serve you and your loved ones through comprehensive health services in primary care, dental care, mental health, and substance use treatment.
We are the health home of more than 25,000 Jefferson County residents and invite you to join the ComTree family tree.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
From faxing to notarizing, the UPS Store has every ing for your small business. And when it comes to protecting your confidential information...
Shh! Quiet! You should know about the shredding services available at the UPS Store. They're just what you need for protecting, securing, and disposing of proprietary documents.
Oh, so I can do less worrying.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.
This is County Executive Ken Waller. I would like to personally thank you, the voters of Jefferson County, for allowing me to serve as your county executive for the past 8 years. It has been both an honor and a privilege to serve. After much reflection and prayer, I decided not to seek a third term as county executive and pursue the position of Jefferson County Clerk. I believe my experience in county government makes me a good candidate for the job. Make your vote count. Vote Ken Waller for Jefferson County Clerk.
Paid for by citizens to elect Waller, Kevin Weaver, treasurer.
Matt Green, we're back with AM 1400 KJFF. We got ourselves the coin toss at midfield for this Fox-Sekhmet game. Coin toss brought to you by New Era Bank. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at newerabank.com. That's New Era Bank, member FDIC. Fox-Sekhmet standing on the Warrior logo at the 50-yard line. Getting playoff instructions from the head ref as they get ready to flip this coin. Weather brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. Could still see some light rain this evening. Crossing our fingers that is not the case. As we are situated outside of the press box here at Fox High School, we are among the elements, and it would be nice if they would just stay away, other than the cold temperatures, which we'll see drop down to about 39 by midnight, so should settle into the low 40s here this evening. Now, the coin has been flipped, and the New Era Bank coin, I believe, favors the Fox Warriors, who did win the toss and deferred to the second half, and the Sekhmet Jaguars said, you know what, we'll take the football first. So it'll be Sekhmet receiving on the south end zone here at Fox, and they'll be into running towards the north end zone here this evening. Let's go ahead and get to your starting lineups for the Sekhmet Jaguars, since they'll be first up. You got Seth Lounsbury at quarterback, Drew Campbell the tailback. From left to right on the O-line, Jake Seidel, Colton Critchlow, Jeremy Vickers your center, Logan Smith the right guard, and Joe Coleman is the right tackle. Four wide receivers for the Jaguars. Number 2, Dylan Hawk. Number 32, Jacob Reynolds. Then you got number 11, Blake Fritz. And number 5, Jacob Thomas. For the Fox Warrior defense, the linebacking core includes Noah McGinnis and Carson Elwood. Elwood with several interceptions this season and sacks as well for the Fox Warriors defense. And on the interior line, Chase Waters, Joey Johnson, and Luke Joggers from left to right. You also have Alex Bruns and Caden Hastings making up the rest of the linebacking core. In the secondary for the Fox defense, you got Daryl Krieger and Ethan Phillips on the corners, and Gavin McGinnis, Cole Elwood, the two safeties. Back to receive for the Sacramento Jaguars is Dylan Hawk and Jacob Reynolds. The Warriors kicking off from the 40, and we are underway. It's an onside try. It bounces off the turf. Jaguar gets to it. It's knocked away in a wrestle for it on the turf, and it looks like the Jaguars maintain possession. Not sure how early you were listening to our coverage here on the Fleas Equipment pregame show beginning at 6 o'clock, but I brought up in my little three-minute talk that we could potentially see some onside kicks tried this evening with the slippery turf and the wet football. And Fox comes right out of the gate, tries it, but just couldn't recover it. Nice onside kick, though, by Jack Weiss. So Sekman will take it first down and 10 as they get first possession of it at their own 44-yard line. And now whistles go before the snap. Didn't see any movement, no flag thrown either. So I'm not really sure what's going on. The head official throwing his hands up in the air. I really don't know what is going on. So I guess, honestly, I really have no idea. I can't give you anything. Here we go. Lounsbury in the gun, about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Drew Campbell, the tailback, ready to run, but the snap is high off the hands. Having to recover it is Lounsbury, and then it's stripped in the backfield, and the Warriors recover. A mess of a play by the Sekman Jaguars to start this ball game on their very first play of the first possession of the night. They turn it over. Chase Waters with the fumble recovery for the Fox Warriors. Couldn't quite tell who stripped it, but it'll be Fox. First down and 10 at the Sekman 34-yard line. The offense for Fox includes Bob Nybert right in the backfield, the fullback, and lined up as the near side receiver for the Warriors is Cade Thomas. Under center is Gavin McGinnis. He'll hand it off to Nybert. No, he'll keep it over the left guard. And diving forward inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. Not the start Coach Doug Baker was hoping for from the Sekman Jaguars offense. Here comes a second down play from about 5 yards away from the first down marker. That was a 10-yard loss on the fumble, by the way, and recovery for Fox. Here's second down and 5, play going left to right. The Warriors two wide. One on either side, McGinnis under center. Two backs behind the tackles. It'll be McGinnis taking the snap under center, rolls to his left and gets wrapped up in the backfield. The Jaguars defense all over him. One of the men in the mix for the Sekman defense was number 6, Anthony Chelu. And that's a loss of a couple. And it'll bring up third down and about 7. Option-style offense for the Fox Warriors. They'll try to get to the boundaries, but Sekman's got a pretty athletic defense as the Jaguars will stack the line. 6 on the line, ready to rush on this third down and 7 play. McGinnis will give it up this time, and through the middle, no room to work with. Guys still wrestling about just inside that 30-yard line at the 29. The carry there, as bodies get up from the pile, was for Nybert. And that'll bring up a 4th down and about 4. Gain of 3 there. And the Fox Warriors with the slippery turf aren't going to risk a field goal try. It would be a 40-plus yarder. Instead, it's 4th down and about 5 from the 29 of the Jaguars. They get ready to rush. A quick handoff. It's to Elwood. Stutter steps. Turns upfield 25-20. Breaking arm tackles to the near sideline. Out of bounds right around the 16. And that is a gain of 13 yards, and a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. Excellent run by Elwood on the sweep play. in the blink of an eye, took the ball away from McGinnis, got to the outside, a little stutter step, cut inside on a block, and picks up the first down. Cole Elwood, 9 rushing touchdowns for the Warriors this season. An every down back, a guy that can also catch it out of the backfield. A very good talent, Cole Elwood, certainly going to be playing at the next level. Under center McGinnis on this first down and 10 play and splitting the A-gap, near sack there. Throw to the back of the end zone by McGinnis, so off that back foot, and he misses Elwood long. But splitting the A-gap and pressure right in the face of McGinnis. First man to him, Braden Briggs, and he nearly came away with a big loss, but instead it's second down and 10 on the incomplete pass. So our first incomplete pass of the night. Warriors huddling up, clock stopping at 9:47. Goose eggs on the board, and it is going to be a second down and 10 play from the second and 16-yard line. Behind the right tackle is Hastings. The near side receiver is number 7, Cade Thomas, and a flag flies from the linesman on the near side, and that'll be an easy false start. A couple of guys you could choose from for the Fox Warrior offense. So second down and 15 for the Warriors. In case you're just joining us, Sackman took the opening kickoff, an onside try by the Warriors. Sackman recovered it in the first play from scrimmage. A bad snap, a good recovery by Lounsbury, but he couldn't hold on to the football as he was wrestled in the backfield and lost control, and Fox jumped on top. Chase Waters with the fumble recovery. Quick snap, quick throw towards the back corner of the end zone, and Thomas unable to catch up to it. And it'll bring up third down and about 15 to go. That was one of those snap, one-step drop, which essentially means McGinnis leans on that back foot and releases the ball right away. He did, Thomas. Good speed on the outside. Just couldn't catch up to it. Would have been a tough play even if he had, especially trying to keep it in bounds. The wide out on the far side of the pitch field is Jake Pizzoni. The tailback is Nybert, hand in the turf. McGinnis takes a snap, fakes it to him, keeps it, bounces off one tackle, and will stumble forward towards the 10 to about the 12-yard line, just trying to get a little bit of yardage forward. And that'll be a gain of 8. As soon as McGinnis faked the handoff to Nybert, he bounced right off of a tackle, second guy bringing him down, and I believe that was Braden Briggs that brought him down eventually. But a fourth down and 7 play after the gain of 8 by McGinnis. Ball on the near hash, just inside of it, on the Sekman 12. They say the 13. We've got ourselves a timeout, though, by the Fox Warriors. Brent Tinker wants to think things over. 9:03 to play in quarter number 1. It's still scoreless Fox on a fourth down and 7 play when we come back on KJF.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information, or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Early first quarter decision for Brent Tinker of the Fox Football Warriors. Go for a field goal on this 4th and 7 play from the Sekman 12, or go for it and try to get the 6. I see the offense making its way to the field. Warriors, by the way, won this first matchup 49-0. Although it was a 14-point game at the half, it was 14-0, and then they got a big 28-point third quarter. The lineup too wide on the far side. Going left to right, McGinnis out of the gun. They're going for it on 4th and 7. McGinnis rolls the pocket to the left, and he goes down in the backfield. Braden Briggs again with a great split through the gap. Nobody touched him, and Briggs brings down McGinnis, and that's a turnover on downs. Braden Briggs already making a name for himself here in this ballgame. Has a sack, has a quarterback rush, has a tackle for loss as well. So a turnover on downs there for the Fox Warriors. And now Sekman will have it. First down and 10, going right to left on their own 13-yard line. Ball on the far hash. Lounsbury out of the gun. On the sweep play, turns his hips and gives it to Dylan Hawk, who tries to split the gap on the near side and is unable to do so. Got about 3 yards forward, maybe four, before he went down. So should bring up about a second down and six for the Jags. And this time they actually are able to run a play successfully. Again, the first play of their first drive, a fumble by Lounsbury, resulting in a turnover. So the first carry of the night goes to Dylan Hawk. And the Jaguars line it back up. One man behind the right tackle, man in motion out of the slot near side. The snap to Lounsbury out of the gun. He hands it off to Drew Campbell. And Campbell trying to fight for some yardage as he's brought down behind the line. May have gotten right back to where the football was snapped around the 26. And they're actually going to rule that 0 yards for Drew Campbell. The Jaguars have potential to run a four-man set on the wide receiver side of things with Hawk, Reynolds, Fritz, and Thomas. But right now, they're going with a three-man set. Campbell has his hand in the turf behind Lounsbury, who fakes a handoff to him. Setter steps past one defender across the 30 to about the 32. And where are they going to mark him? It looks like he's got himself a first down. We'll see. Again, ball placed at the 32. Drive starting about their 22-yard line. So I beg your pardon, I said 13 earlier. I think it was the 23. And on the 7-yard run, it is a first down for the Jaguars as Lounsbury picks it up. Another Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. Coldwell Banker Holsey, they move this town. Gun set again for the Jags. Three receivers on the right side. One man off the line in the slot. Here's a sweep to the right. Run to the 35, and sliding down at the 37 is Dylan Hawk. And they'll put him at the 38. And that'll be a pickup of about, let's see, 30 from the 33 to the 37. That's a gain of about, well, it says 37. And the down marker at the 32. So that's a 5-yard pickup, although it's showing second down and three on the board. Not really making sense there. But anyway, trip set near side. Lounsbury, three-step drop, steps up into the pocket. Line drive over the middle of the field, and it's tipped and incomplete. Throwing it into double coverage. Hawk, the intended target, he's still down on the turf as Nybert, the linebacker, extending his coverage deep. And he's able to knock that ball down to bring up a third down play. And Hawk continues to lay on the turf. It's wet and it's cold. 6:57 to play, still scoreless. Third down and about four coming up. And he lays motionless at this moment, Dylan Hawk. Let's give him some time to gather himself as both teams have gone back to their respective sidelines. 6:57 to play, third down and a long three coming up for the Jaguars on their own 38-yard line when we return here in 60 seconds on KJF.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington. Hi, my name is Amy Cousins, general manager of your local store. Maybe start out with a couple of appetizers, boneless wings, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, spinach artichoke dip, chicken quesadilla. There's so much to choose from. Let the kids pick from the kids' menu, then for yourself, choose one of our favorites. Steaks, ribs, seafood, pasta, we have it all. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and look for our happy hour prices. Doing good in the neighborhood, Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Matt Greenwood back with you for KJF. Dylan Hawk able to trot off the field under his own power. Third down and a long three for the Jags, trying to pick up their second first down of the drive. Two receivers near side. Another bad snap. Lounsbury to pick it up, try to scramble to the far sideline, and he'll just run it out of bounds, stepping over the chain, as that's going to bring up a fourth down and about 10 to go. Again, an issue with the center to quarterback exchange. That one right off the right hand, a little bit high, as Lounsbury this time able to reel it in and keep hold of it instead of fumbling it like he did last time. All right, on to punt for the Jaguars, number 53, Ethan Corney. And it looks like Cole Elwood back to receive a high snap to the punter. Corney gets it away, end over end kick. It flutters about across to about the 40, bounces at the 38, and will give the Jaguars a friendly roll down to the 30-yard line. So no chance for Elwood there with great special teams coverage downfield by the Jaguars to return that one. But that does set up Fox for a first down and 10 play at their own 30. So that was good that Dylan Hawk did not have to suffer too much on the turf. Looks like he's walking it off along the sidelines. Let's thank Roberts Pest Control in Hillsborough, MFA of Farmington, and the Farm Bureau, Alan DePew and Festus, for sponsoring tonight's ballgame. Warriors break the huddle, first down and 10 from their own 30. The student section to our left as we're situated here in the bleachers on the home side of the field. Good showing for the visitors for the Jags. Here's a run to the right. Elwood on the sweep. Stutter steps, cuts it upfield, 50. To the Sekman, 45. Dances around another defender inside the 45 to the 43. 27-yard gain, Cole Elwood. And that'll be a Coldwell Banker first down for Fox in the first play from their drive, from their second drive. So we'll definitely see a lot of sweep plays, both to number twos on their respective sides, Elwood for the Warriors and Hawk for the Jags. Warriors, though, going with one wide out to the far left. That's Thomas. Six men on the line. Man in motion is number eight for Fox, Chase Maxey, and the Jaguars trying to rush the snap there. Trying to cheat a little bit. Wind up breaking through before the ball is snapped. And this should be an offside. And that is the call. So they'll move the ball from the 42 to the 37 of the Jaguars to bring up a second down and five play. As the Warriors huddle up, let's thank Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve and Lettington, New Era Bank of Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Elogian, Bonterre, and Coles Tractor and Equipment of Farmington for sponsoring tonight's broadcast. Class 5, District 1 semis. Fox segment scoreless inside of 6 minutes. Under center, McGinnis hands it off. Nybert breaks through a tackle. 35, 30, tries to bounce it outside the hash. 25 to the 23-yard line, a 14-yard pickup. Nybert just stepping over one of the defenders. He met him down low and was able to knock him over and then step right on top of him and propel himself another 6 or 7 yards forward for the first down. Again, a 14-yard play for Nybert. Consecutive first downs for the Warriors. 5:33 to play. Again, the Warriors taking a very slow approach to the offense. Thomas, the lone wideout on the far side of the pitch. Maxey behind the right tackle with the tight end on the left side of the line. That's Nybert. McGinnis will take the snap, fakes a handoff, runs it through the B-gap left side, and is able to trickle his way inside the 10 to the 5 and crossing the goal line for 6. Just the slightest little flick to the left drew the linebacker, and that left a wide open hole down the middle of the field. 23-yard run for Gavin McGinnis, and the Warriors lead 6-0. On for the extra point is Jack Weiss. McGinnis to hold it. Snap, high, hold, good, kick, through. 7-0 Fox here in quarter number one. 5:17 to play in this Class 5 District 1 semifinal. 5:17 in the first quarter, mind you. Sekman to receive the kickoff when we return in 60 seconds here on KJF.
Hi, this is Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, and I would love to invite you to stop in our store at 806 Valley Creek Drive, next door to Dollar General, and check out what sets us apart. Friendly and helpful staff, free delivery Monday through Friday to your work or home, convenient drive-through window, competitive prices, and top quality services make us the perfect choice for you and your family. Don't wait in line any longer. Let us welcome you as a member of our pharmacy family today. Give us a call at 747-1191 or check us out online at parklandrx.com.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
Kickoff Fox, left to right it goes into the back of the end zone. Weiss with a pretty strong leg, right leg for the Warriors. So a touchback there. Ball will come out to the 20-yard line, and that's where the Jaguars will begin their third possession of this ball game with 5:15 to play. Fox leading it 7-0. A three-play drive covering 70 yards, punching it into the end zone from 23 yards out was Gavin McGinnis. That's a Gilster Mary Lee drive recap for you. Here are the Jaguars again, first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line, operating right to left. Three receivers on the far side. Slot man in motion, handoff Campbell. He tries to go right up the middle, and the Warriors meet him. One of the guys bringing him down, number 55, Chase Waters. So they're going to give him 1 yard, Campbell, as he sticks his hand back in the slippery turf here at Fox High School. Snap, waist high to Lounsbury, and he hands it off to the right. Running up the middle is Campbell, and he gets smacked right at where the ball was snapped. Maybe half a yard there. Campbell coming up, trying to adjust the pants. It'll be a third down and 8 play from the 22 of the Jags. Jaguars trying to respond, being down 7-0. Squatting, 3 yards behind the line is the quarterback, Lounsbury. Snap, waist high, throws it to the slot man who stopped about 5 yards out on a curl route, and that was Jacob Reynolds, the target. It's off his fingertips and incomplete, and that'll bring up a fourth down and 8 play, and the Jaguars will punt from their side of the field. Lounsbury now 0-for-2, passing the football tonight. 4:04 on this clock. Fox set to get it back for the third time this ball game. Back to punt it for the Jaguars, Ethan Corney. The snap is a little bit low. Corney able to go down for it, kicks it high into the night sky, and fair catch called by Elwood, shy of the 50. And so Fox will start this drive on the segment side of the pitch. Let's see where they mark it down. 49 is where it's going to be placed. Let's thank Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus, the UPS store in Festus, Comtree of Festus, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, Jefferson College of Hillsborough, Roberts Pest Control in Hillsborough, MFA of Farmington, and Farm Bureau Allen DePew of Festus, sponsors for our broadcast here this evening. 3:56 in this first quarter, 7-0 Fox in the lead thanks to a McGinnis touchdown run. The Warriors will operate left to right, ball placed on the Warrior logo near midfield. Under center, McGinnis hands it off right, Nybert. Nybert carrying a couple of Jaguar defenders over that right guard position inside the 45 to the 44. And that's a gain of 4 for Nybert. Oh, that is a gain of 5. Sorry, they did start it on the 49-yard line. Nybert, few carries on the night. He's got 3, 1 on each possession. Second down and 5 play coming inside the 45-yard line. Snap to McGinnis. Option play there. He'll keep it, and he'll go right over the middle inside the 40. Dragging defenders with him 35 before finally the Jags bring him down at the 31. That is a gain of 12, and another Coldwell Banker Holsey first down for the Warriors, as McGinnis and Nybert are doing a lot of damage to this Jaguars front four. Fox breaks the huddle, and it only lasted about 4 seconds. 15 seconds on the play clock, 3 minutes even on the game clock. They'll stack the box, 6 on the line, 2 behind the tackles. And the quarterback under center. The handoff to Nybert, who stumbles over a couple of defenders to the 25 and then falls forward to the 23. It looked like Nybert was going to be down maybe 1 or 2 yards beyond where the ball was snapped, but he winds up getting about 3 or 4 more. 9-yard gain for Nybert. And the Warriors 1 yard away from another first down as they have it on the Sekman 23. Jaguars need to stand here. Whether or not it's a turnover or forcing a field goal, Jaguars do not want to go down 2 scores in the first quarter on the road. Here's McGinnis under center, pretty low squat, white towel hanging off the back. Nybert is the tailback. McGinnis fakes it to him, pitches it left, and the Jaguars, good assignment football. They stick with it and bringing down the running back there, number 43, Caden Hastings. I believe that was Briggs once again. Briggs already a sack tonight for the Jags. So Hastings winds up losing about 3 yards. That'll bring up a third down and a long 3 to go for Fox. Ball on the far hash going left to right towards the south end zone. Nybert already ready and lined up to go. McGinnis now squats, hands under center, man in motion left to right. That's Elwood. The handoff instead goes to Nybert. Nybert splits the gap, still keeps it in the middle, stumbles forward inside the 20. They finally wrap him up around the ankles at the 10-yard line. That's a 15-yard play, and another first down for Fox. So number 15 gets 15. That's the second first down for the Fox offense on this drive. Ball, nose of the ball in between the hashes at the 10. By the way, no rain at the moment, crossing our fingers. It was raining before the game, and about 25, 30 minutes before kickoff, it stopped. Little delay here as the officials reposition the football, get to their stations, and the center is ready to snap it to McGinnis. He squats underneath. Thomas, near side receiver, threat to catch the ball for him, but the handoff to Nybert goes over the right guard and stumbles forward inside the 10 to about the 8. Little gain there of about 2 yards on a first and goal play. And that is carry number 1, 2, 3, 4 of this drive for Bob Nybert. Inside of a minute to play, 7-0 Fox in this Class 5 District 1 semifinal game. Jackson and Poplar Bluff, the other semi. That game being played in Jackson. Jackson the top seed, Fox the 2, and Sekman the 3. Thomas lines up near side slot. Hastings behind the right tackle. Man in motion from left to right, Elwood. McGinnis with the quarterback keeper. Holds the football out as he crosses the goal line for another 6. Easy peasy for Gavin McGinnis. An 8-yard gain and a 13-0 lead for the Warriors. So Fox, an extra point away from a 14-point lead. We'll, of course, recount the drive for you on the backside of this break after the extra point is made. It is. No. It missed right. Beg your pardon. Extra point no good. Fox, though, still up 13-0 with 34 and a half ticks left in this first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KJF.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, serving the area since 1965.
The Hagen team are professional members of the National Association of Realtors and live by a strict code of ethics. Our first obligation is to you, our client. We provide knowledge, guidance, and update experiences focusing on the issues that's most important to you. For your real estate agent, please contact Glenn Hagen and Mary Hagen for your buying or selling experience today.
Contact Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJF. It's a 13-0 lead for Fox. A 7-play drive covering 49 yards, capped off by an 8-yard touchdown run by Gavin McGinnis. That is a Gilster Mary Lee drive recap for you. Gilster Mary Lee drive hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Here's an onside kick. Sekman bobbles it. It's near midfield. It rolls out of bounds. Did the Warriors recover it in time? Let's see what the call is here. No official word yet. They unstack the pile. Man down for the Jaguars. That might have been the guy trying to get the football. Training staff already coming out, and Sekman does recover it. And popping right up as soon as the training staff came out, popping right up for the Jaguars was Blake Fritz. So the Jaguars catching another break. Second onside try for Fox. Again, they do not get the recovery. So Sekman will have it first and 10. Nose of the ball just hovering above the 50-yard line on the near hash. Lounsbury again in the gun formation. Drew Campbell slightly offset to his right. Two guys stacked behind the tackles, two receivers on the far side. Hawk is a man in motion from left to right, sticking the ball out to the left. Lounsbury keeps it, spins off one defender, tries to spin off another, but number 12 for Fox, Jake Pizzoni, comes up and makes a play and brings him down after a gain of about four. And with 15 seconds to go on the game clock, it looks like the Jaguars, with a couple of subs coming in, including Reynolds, will not get this next snap off. They're going to try. 3 seconds to go. Sekman lining up. Lounsbury looking to the sideline. And so, no, they will not get another playoff. So a four-yard gain there for Seth Lounsbury. That concludes the first quarter. Two touchdown runs for Gavin McGinnis, his 13th and 14th of the season. And we're back in 60 here on KJF for quarter number two.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Well, the ball only had to be marched about 8 yards to the other side of the field as they switch ends here to start the second quarter. 12 minutes before half, it's a 13-0 rather. Fox leading the Sekman Jaguars. Jaguars have it second down and about five from the Fox 45-yard line. Lounsbury carrying us into the second quarter. Jaguars with only one first down so far on three possessions. This is number four here. They have fumbled once and turned it over on that fumble, and they have punted twice. Going left to right are the Jaguars. Ball in the left hash. Squatting in the gun is Lounsbury. Snap waist high. Fakes the handoff to one man in motion. Then hands it off right to Reynolds. Reynolds into the teeth of the Fox defense. And the Warriors bring him down after a gain of one, smacking him right in the lip. Number 43, Caden Hastings, brings down Reynolds for only a pickup of one. Man, you can see the helmet jar backwards on that tackle. Third down and five play. Jaguars in desperate need of a first down. Ball in the Fox 45. Right smack dab between the hashes on the eye of the Warrior near midfield. Lounsbury in the squad. Hands it off left. No, he keeps it. Bounces off one guy, slips past another, and is able to crawl his way inside the 40 to the 39 for a gain of six and a first down for the Jags. Not going to really hear too much of the crowd for the Jaguars, considering they're on the other side of the field. But a nice six-yard gain there by Lounsbury. And the Jaguars keep this drive alive. Almost feel like this is a must-scoring possession for the Jags. If you don't get a score here and Fox gets another touchdown, we're talking about a 20-point advantage with only about maybe 6 or 7 minutes left to go in the first half. So here we are inside of 11. Lounsbury steps back, scans the field, throws it right in the deep slant. It bounces off the shoulder of number 81 for the Jags. That is Peyton Peterson. Didn't really expect to see him make a catch here tonight. but he bobbled it, able to reel it in, and he's brought down at the 25-yard line. So a 14-yard pickup there, first completion of the night for Sekman. It's a first down there, man in motion, right to the left, handoff to the offset tailback Campbell. Campbell muscles his way through a pile and is brought down shy of the 20. Looks like the 22-yard line. Gain of about 3. Peyton Peterson, 6 feet, 145 pounds, junior wide receiver and DB for Sekman. Ball on the far hash, 22-yard line of the Warriors. 10 seconds on the play clock. A very low squat for Lounsbury. Snap is knee high. Handoff to Campbell. Campbell tries the right side of the line, and he's driven backwards by Cole Elwood. A gang tackle by Elwood and Ethan Phillips. A flag came flying out at the snap. It's either offside or illegal motion. We'll wait for the call here, but what an excellent double-team tackle there by the Warriors. And illegal formation is the call, not an illegal shift, but illegal formation. Of course, they always let those plays play out. Excuse me. And so they'll bring the ball 5 yards back to about the 28. Not what the Jaguars needed, as they had gotten close to the red zone of the Warriors. Penalties this deep downfield, Coach Baker will not approve of. So a second down and 12 play, negate the 3-yard gain there for the Jags. Here's Lounsbury in the gun once more. Campbell situated right behind him, trip set on the near side. 3-step drop. Lounsbury has time, looks right, fires left, all the way to the back of the end zone. Catch is made, and it's ruled a touchdown. Dylan Hawk with an athletic play just dragged the back heel of his right foot across the back of the end zone, secured the football, and a score for the Jags. 27-yard hookup, and the Jags are on the board. Fantastic catch, Dylan Hawk. Sekman looks like they're lining up to go for two, but it's that new thing where you go 6 or 7 guys on the left side and 2 on the right, and 2 guys just kind of standing around in the backfield, and then they bring them together. And so kicking the ball will be Sam Satley, number 91. He'll line it up in between the hashes. The snap and the hold are good, and the kick is up, and it is through. 27-yard touchdown pass. Seth Lounsbury to Dylan Hawk, and the Jags are on the board in this Class 5 District 1 semifinal game. That is touchdown throw number 2 of the season for Lounsbury and touchdown catch number 3 for Dylan Hawk. It's 13-7 Fox in the lead. They get the ball back with 9:25 to play in the second quarter when we return in 30 seconds. Okay, Jeff.
Mario's Italian Farmington serves the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pastas, calzones, strombolis, salads, and sub sandwiches. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. Get Mario's full menu online at mariositalia.com. You'll be satisfied with all the choices Mario's has to offer. Dine in or have it delivered or have them cater your next special event. Open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
...27-yard completion. Dylan Hawk on the other end of a Lounsbury throw, and the Jags now trail 13-7. A fantastic catch by Dylan Hawk. Sort of left it up into the air, turned his body, sort of created a basket type form on the catch and drug the back heel of his right foot off the back of the end zone. Here's a deep kick to the one. Elwood back to receive it. He does, and he'll cross pass with number 8, Chase Maxey, as he hands it off to him. Maxey crosses the 20 near sideline near the 25 and brought down around the 24. So that was a 1-2-3-4-5-6 play drive for the Jaguars, covering 50 yards. And again, that 27-yard connection, Lounsbury to Hawk. Your Gilster Mary Lee Drive recap. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. If you're interested, you can call Mike Welker at 1-800. Oh, you know what? I forgot the number. I do apologize. We'll look for a sponsor sheet that might have blown away here this evening. We'll do our best. But, yeah, Gilster Mary Lee, check them out. Here's Fox going right to left. Ball at the 19. They hand it off to the right side and into a pile of bodies. Nybert. We'll see how much he gained there, about three. They're going to mark him out as two. Second down and eight-yard play coming up. 15 seconds on the play clock. Fox just now breaking the huddle, wearing their red tops and red pants with high white socks. For the Jags, white tops, blue pants, high white socks as well. And do we have a false start here or an offside? It is offside called on the Jags. Again, trying to jump the snap. McGinnis going with a hard count. Gets the left side of the line to jump and make contact. So that's an easy five added for the Warriors. And that'll bring it up to a second down and two play. From the 33. In motion right to left is Maxey. Here's a handoff. Nybert splits the gap to the 50, to the 40 of the Jaguar. Stiff arm 30 to the 20. Tumbling forward 10 and brought down at the 5. Romp all the way down to the, actually they're going to mark him down at the 8-yard line. So make that a 59-yard carry and a first down. Bob Nybert sneaking through the hole left side, and he's a hard man to bring down, especially on the run. The stiff arm is always helpful as well. Fox threatening to score again, leading 13-7 here in the second quarter. First down and goal from the Sekman 7-yard line. Man in motion, Elwood, left to right. They'll give it to him on this sweep. The Jaguars contain him. Setter step and cutting it upfield is Elwood. Still able to make some good yardage out of that little setter step to the outside. As a matter of fact, he got even more than just good yardage. He got great yardage. 5-yard carry there for Elwood. Second down and goal play for the Warriors. Up by 6, under 8 to play in this second quarter. You can see the Fox sign painted into the grass on the hill on the far side of the field next to some parked cars and some rose bushes. As McGinnis lines up with 6 on the line, Nybert, the tailback, man in motion is Maxey. The handoff, Nybert trying to get over the top of the pile, still pushing forward, but he's brought down a yard shy of the goal, and that's going to bring up third down and goal from the 1. Nybert, the all-time leading rusher for career yardage in Fox history, and he's looking to make it difficult for future Fox Warriors running backs. Nybert has yet to score. McGinnis has 2 touchdowns for the Warriors. Who do they go to? McGinnis under center. Quarterback keeper goes to the line and stacked up, held up, but falls forward for 6. A 1-yard score for Gavin McGinnis, and the Warriors back up 2 touchdowns. It's 19-7. Third touchdown of the night for McGinnis, 15th of the season. He is over the 1,000-yard rushing mark for the year. Five-play drive covering 81 yards. Oh, no, a bigger part in that, covering 76 yards. Here's the extra point try. It is up and through by Weiss. 20-7, Fox leading Sekman. 6:45 to play in this Class 5 District 1 semi here on at KJF.
Big Steve's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67, Farmington. Big Steve, it's hunting season, and that's when Midwest Sports Center really shines.
It is that time of year. The cold weather's coming in, leaves are changing, and the deer are out. Come on down and get your ATV side by side Also, get ready for snow. We can put snow plows, winches, anything you need on a machine. Give us a call, 573-756-7975.
That's Big Steve at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Your new score as Fox gets a third rushing touchdown by quarterback Gavin McGinnis, his 15th of the season. He's over 1,000 yards rushing for 2018 as well. It's 20-7, your new score. And before this kickoff, I want to thank Jefferson College of Hillsboro, YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus, Applebee's of Farmington, as well as Mario's Italia Pizza in Farmington. They make delicious pizza. Try them out, Mario's Italia. Another onside try from right to left it goes, or from the right side further to the right side. Body's going down for it, and it looks like Fox has recovered it. Did it go the 10 yards? I believe it did. Still no celebration from the Warriors faithful, and now they do. Onside kick, successful. If at first you don't succeed, and if at second you don't succeed, well, try again. That's the mentality of the Warriors there as they recover the onside kick and have it on the segment 49. So the Jaguars already behind the eight ball. Could potentially be sinking into a corner pocket here soon if Fox can get another touchdown. So back-to-back possessions for Fox. First down and 10 from the Sekman 49. Again, that was a five-yard drive last time they scored a one-yard run for McGinnis. Here's the fake handoff left. Nybert straight up the middle, far side of the field, 25, 20, inside the 10, and he's clipped down at the 4. 45-yard run, Bob Nybert. And the Warriors are just a few yards shy of tripling up the Jags. Bob Nybert is something spectacular for this Fox offense. His last two carries, 59 yards and 45. That's 100. No, that's 94 yards. No, that is 104. Yeah, 104 yards on two carries for Bob Nybert. He's taking some deep breaths as there's a timeout on the field. 6:34 to play. Sekman to talk things over. It's going to be first down and goal from the 4 for Fox when we return in 30 seconds on KJF.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Matt Greenwood for AM 1400 KJF, 20-7. Fox in the lead, 6:34 to play in this first half, and they're knocking on the Sekman door. First down and goal from the 4 before this next snap happens. Want to thank Bloomsdale Bank, Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City, as well as Patsy's Furniture, St. Joe Drive, and Park Hills. Of course, Home Pools and Spas of Ludington, Midwest Sports Center, Walker Drive, Farmington, and Mineral Area College of Park Hills. Three touchdown runs for Gavin McGinnis. Do the Warriors hand it off to Nybert this time? We'll see. Under center, McGinnis pitches it right. Nybert tries to stretch it long, and he's tackled across the goal line. Yes, a four-yard score for Bob Nybert. His 10th touchdown of the season. And the Warriors lead at 26-7. A fake handoff, late pitch to the right. Nybert bowls over the corner. No match for Big Nybert. And Nybert scores another 6 for the Warriors. Extra point coming for Fox. 6:29 to play. Lining up for the extra point, Weiss, snap, hold, all good. Let's see, the kick is through. 27-7, Fox leading Sekman after recovering an onside kick. Third time was a charm for the onside try. And the Warriors go 49 yards down the field in two plays and cap it off with a four-yard touchdown run for Bob Nyberg. That's your Gilstermary lead drive recap, and we'll take you into a break here. We'll come back in 30 seconds with Sekman receiving the kickoff here on KJF.
Put on your pirate costume and join Captain Hook and his friends on November 17th at the Festus Quality Inn for the YMCA's annual dinner auction. Proceeds from the auction provide services to folks in the Jefferson County community, regardless of their ability to pay. Buy a table and bring your friends, or purchase individual tickets. For information about the auction and the Jefferson County Family YMCA, call 636-931-9622. That's 636-931-YMCA.
Matt Greenwood for AM 1400 KJF. Do the Warriors dare try another onside kick? Jack Weiss getting ready to line it up. Ball on the X between the 240s, marked on this Fox High School football field. 27-7 your score. Matt Greenwood with you. Hal Neisler back in the KJF studio. He's much more comfortable and warm, probably just like you listening to this broadcast here. And an onside kick, yes. Stutter step there by Weiss. He does kick it, and it's recovered by Braden Briggs. And Briggs just falls on top of it and secures a second possession. Bob Nybert and Gavin McGinnis both eclipsing the 1,000-yard rushing mark this season with a couple of big runs. The bigger runs for Nybert, of course, as he's gone 59 yards and 45 yards and then finally got set up and rewarded for his hard work on that last touchdown for Fox. So first down and 10 for the Jaguars. First possession of the second quarter. First possession except on the changeover. So they did have the ball to start the second after ending the first quarter with it. Here's a handoff off the right hip of Lounsbury. Bowling forward Campbell, but he's met right at the line of scrimmage, and that's where he goes down. No gain on the play for Drew Campbell. Jaguars down 27-7. It was looking like they had a chance to make a game of this, and they still do when they scored a touchdown to go 13-7. But then Fox got a touchdown and an onside kick recovery, and then another score. Man in motion Hawk from the near side to the left. Handoff Lounsbury to Campbell, fighting off defenders. Crosses midfield to the Fox side and brought down to the 47. Pick up 5 yards there. Brings up a third down play. Just keep trucking forward. Just keep working at it. That'll be the message there for Coach Baker on the second sideline across the field from us. Pretty decent crowd considering our conditions here. Again, no rain. It all happened pregame in this afternoon. But so far, nothing coming down from this very dark night sky. Here's Lounsbury. Fake handoff backfield, then hands it off left side. And a nice little run there by Blake Fritz out of the slot as he splits the gap left side inside the 40 to the Fox 39 for a gain of 8 and a first down for the Jags. So Blake Fritz, a guy very capable of running the football out of the slot position for the Sekman offense. And that's exactly what he did there. Fritz, his 33rd carry of the season. He does have one score on the ground. Two wide for the Jags. Let's say four wide, three on the left side, two lined up in the slot. Here's Lounsbury faking the handoff up the middle, bounces to the outside 40, around the 35, wrapped up in the ankles by Gavin McGinnis, the other quarterback for the Fox Warriors, or the quarterback, I should say, for the Fox Warriors, as we have a gain of about 5 there to the Fox 34 is where it is. So that works as a 4-yard pickup for Lounsbury. Lounsbury has carried the ball a few times here this evening. He's a quarterback. That's a playmaker and relied on a lot to score some touchdowns for the Jags. Again, four wide, three on the left side. Man in motion is Reynolds from the near side slot. The handoff to Campbell shoots the gap middle, 30 to the 25, bounces out to the edge far side, 15, 10, 5, and down at the 1 yard line. Excellent run by Campbell as he blasted through that line right up the middle and gets 32 yards for a first down. Reynolds, his third carry of the evening, and the yardage gained just about matches the jersey number. First down and goal from the 1.5 out of the gun. Lounsbury in the squat, waist high snap, takes a handoff, does Campbell diving forward, and he may have gotten just an inch or two as he stopped there short of the goal line. So we'll roll that about half a yard. Two timeouts apiece for Sekman and Fox, under 3.5 to play in this first half. Keep in mind, Fox will receive the second half kickoff. The Jaguars bring in a late man, an extra big body, and it looks like it is number 71, Jake Seidel. But a timeout by the Warriors. They see the bigs up front, and they don't like the matchup there, so Brent Tinker uses his second timeout. 3:11 to play in the second quarter. Sekman trying to cut this lead in half as they trail 27-7 to the Fox Warriors. We're back for the second down and goal play in 30 seconds on KJF.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
The Sekman Jaguars have a second down and goal play from the 2-yard line. Mount Greenwood with you for AM 1400 KJF, mid-40s here in Arnold, Missouri, halfway between Festus and St. Louis. 3:11 to play in this second quarter. The Jaguars need these points. Dylan Hawk, the lone wideout on the near side as they go left to right. Lounsbury in the squat. The snap is a letter high, and he'll throw it quickly over the middle from 2 yards. Cannot complete the pass as rushing the throw there into number 7. That is Joe Stuckmeyer. At least it looks like a 7 from this distance, but it fell incomplete regardless. And a third down and goal play from the 2 coming up. Play number 8 of the drive for the Sekman Jaguars as they huddle up around the 10. They break it. Sprinting to the line, the Jags. Lounsbury with Dylan Drew Campbell off to his right. Out of the gun. Lounsbury on the sweep. Hawk trying to get to the edge. A hold there. No flag comes. And crossing the line for a 6-point score. It's Dylan Hawk, his second touchdown of the night. There was a hold in the gap on the near side, but they didn't call it. And so the Jaguars are happy as they get their 13th points of the night here on that 2-yard stretch run on the sweep. And extra point away from trailing just by 14 here, despite all things considered happening in the first half. On for the extra point. Ethan Corney. Corney lines it up. Waiting for the snap. It's there. Fox coming on strong, but they do not get there in time. Extra point is good. 3:02 to play in this first half. Sekman keeping up with the Warriors. 27-14, your score with 3:02 on the board in the first half. We're back in 60 on KJF.
With a friend and realize you don't have cash to split the check, or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from Nura Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.nurabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
This is County Executive Ken Waller. I would like to personally thank you, the voters of Jefferson County, for allowing me to serve as your county executive for the past 8 years. It has been both an honor and a privilege to serve. After much reflection and prayer, I decided not to seek a third term as county executive and pursue the position of Jefferson County Clerk. I believe my experience in county government makes me a good candidate for the job. Make your vote count. Vote Ken Waller for Jefferson County Clerk.
Paid for by citizens to elect Waller, Kevin Weaver, treasurer.
Sekman will kick it deep at the 10. Elwood takes it through the middle 20. up to the 30, splits a couple of defenders, 35, and brought down at the 37. Good solid return there by Cole Elwood of the Fox Warriors. 27-14, Fox leading this ball game. Third possession of the second quarter coming up. Gavin McGinnis has scored three times, and Bob Nybert once, but Nybert doing a lot of the manual labor. And he's right back out there to try to run over some guys. Both Nybert and McGinnis eclipsing the 1,000-yard mark on the ground this season. McGinnis will go to the air this time, four streak patterns, and the guy that he tried to find was number eight, Chase Maxey, but he led him too far. An incomplete pass there to bring up second down and 10. The ball is on the Fox 37-yard line. McGinnis has gone to the air, let's see, one, two, three, four times, and he's not completed a pass. His third pass attempt, he actually didn't even get to throw it because he was sacked by Braden Briggs. 2:48 to go in the second quarter. Fox up two scores. Second down and 10 from their own 37 ball on the right hash as they go right to left. McGinnis takes the snap, hands it off left. Nybert right into a pile of bodies. Nice little Patsy's Furniture pile up there as about four or five Jaguars meet Nybert at the line and bring him down. Third down and 10 play coming up, and the Jaguars defense need to make a stand. .220 to play. The Jaguars do have two timeouts to work with if they can hold Fox here. We'll see if the Warriors go to the air with Thomas lined up as the wideout on the far side again going right to left. Ball snapped. McGinnis, quick drop, throws it to the flat. Elwood is led too far. It drops incomplete. And that brings up a fourth down and 10 play. Even if Elwood would have made the catch, he would have had very little room to work with along the sideline to try to get back into the field of play and make a play on the defender and get that 10 yards. So don't have to worry about that anyway because the pass was not completed. So McGinnis now 0-for-4 passing the football. So a punt for sure to come, although Fox has tried three onside kicks, so they might try something fancy here. Getting set to return the football on the punt is Dylan Hawk. He's standing around his own 25-yard line. Ball at the 37. Ready to punt it for the Warriors. And it is a fake. McGinnis tries to run through a pocket of space, and the Jaguars are ready for him. And they're jumping up and down along the sideline, a gain of about three, but a turnover on downs for the Fox Warriors. Coaches off the sideline to meet their players around the 40. And that's a big decision there by Coach Tinker to fake the punt. It does not work out. A little bit surprised there to see the fake punt called. Considering Fox is up two touchdowns, they would have given Sekman about a 70-yard field to go to even get some points before the half. Three-step drop, Lounsbury, streak pattern all the way into the end zone. The throw there from well beyond 40 yards, diving effort, but the ball is incomplete. And trying to find out who that receiver is. Looks like Dylan Hawk again. So ball's at the 40-yard line of Fox. Sekman has it. Like I was saying, if Fox punts the football there, Sekman has two timeouts and 70 yards to go with 2 minutes to play to try to get six. Instead, now they've got 40 yards to go to get a score with 1:51 to go. Waist high snap, Lounsbury hands it off left side. Fritz splits the gap, bounces outside the hash to the 35 and dives over defender to the 34. That's a gain of six, and that'll bring up third down and four for the Jags. Big third down play for the Sekman offense. Fox trying to hold them here. I believe the Jaguars will most likely go for it anyway. So they're playing for yardage here on this third down and four play. Snap out of the gun to Lounsbury. Handoff off to his left hip. That's for Campbell, and Campbell into the second level, inside the 30 to the 28. And that is a gain of six and a first down for the Jags. Jaguars will hurry it up. Knee-high snap. Lounsbury, pressure in his face, steps up into the pocket. Comes to the right, near side, outside the hash. Bounces it outside the numbers. Gets past the defender to the sideline. And out of bounds at the 24. Pick up a 4 yards there. So let's see here. Lounsbury will have to tie his shoes. Ball's at the 19 of the Warriors. Second down and two for the blue and yellow. 56 seconds to go. Clock stopped because Lounsbury went out of bounds. Two receivers on the far side as they go left to right. Man in motion behind the tackle is Hawk. Misdirection play. Handoff to Fritz, who meets the second level and a corner as well and is brought down shy of the 10. A first down for the Jags on a gain of about eight. And we're seeing a lot of Blake Fritz here. The guy that has came into this game just north of 30 carries. He has about four or five now in this game, and we have a sideline warning that's going to be issued to the Fox Warriors. So first down play from the 11. And I believe Sekman has used a timeout. And the head official just now realizing it. And so he calls it. So Sekman down to one timeout, just like the Warriors. There's 50 seconds to go in this first half. Again, keep in mind, Fox will receive the second half kickoff. And so for the Jaguars, they'd like to be down by six going into the break, knowing that if they get a stop defensively, they have a chance to tie it. So, again, that's just, that's looking into the future, which obviously we can't predict the future. But that's just an idea to throw out there for you as we thank some of our sponsors here. Coldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate, Community In-Home Service in St. Genevieve, Mario's Italia of Farmington. They deliver, and you can dine in as well. And we eat there all the time, Regional Radio crew does, and we love it. Also want to thank Bryant Restoration in Farmington, Poplar Bluff. Second down, or first down and goal, I should say. First down and 10 from the 11. Here we go. Three receivers off to Lounsbury's left. Pressure from the outside. Steps up into the pocket. Lounsbury now will tuck it and run. Gets past the linebacker to the 10, to the 5, and spins off an ankle tackle towards the goal line, but he's brought down at the 1. Lounsbury gets 10 yards, gets the first down, and the Jaguars are one play away from a touchdown. Lounsbury, an excellent move on the outside as soon as he got past the on-rushing linebacker. He almost made a man miss with the ankle tackle. Sekman, first down and goal from the 1. Clock rolls at 30 seconds. Out of the gun, Lounsbury. Campbell hits tailback off the left hip. Campbell takes it, leaps into the end zone for another 6. Sekman cuts into the lead as they now trail 27-20 with 24 seconds to go. A 1 yard run for Drew Campbell. So Sekman dealing with the fact that Fox recovered an onside kick, able to get a defensive stand. And now we're making things interesting with still an entire second half to go. Don't count out the Fox Warriors in getting some points with 24 seconds left. The Sekman lines up this extra point. Snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is a line drive, and it flutters through. And the Jaguars trailing 27-21. A 1 yard touchdown run for Drew Campbell. And we'll take a break here, and we're back in 60. On KJF with the score, 27-21, Fox.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington. Hi, my name is Amy Cousins, general manager of your local store. Maybe start out with a couple of appetizers, boneless wings, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, spinach artichoke dip, chicken quesadilla. There's so much to choose from. Let the kids pick from the kids menu, then for yourself, choose one of our favorites. Steaks, ribs, seafood, pasta, we have it all. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and look for our happy hour prices. Doing good in the neighborhood, Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Matt Greenwood for AM 1400 KJFF. A fantastic ball game here in Arnold, Missouri. The site is Fox High School. As the Jaguars just got another touchdown on a seven-play drive starting at the Fox 40-yard line, capping it off with a one-yard Drew Campbell run. And that is Campbell's first touchdown of the night. Now the Jaguars lining up to kick it off as Satley gets ready to go, and he'll keep this one low. And whistles fly. I think maybe Sackman was offside on the kick. And already saw an official on the far sideline indicate offside. So the Jaguars will be pushed back 5 yards. They'll kick it off from the 35 as they go left to right here. That seven play, 40-yard drive for Sackman, brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Look up Gilster Mary Lee Corporation. Give them a call if you're looking for a job. They're hiring. They always are. All right. The tee is set at the 35 of Sackman. Satley, with his hands in his pockets, turns to the huddle. Sackman about to break it. They do. If you're the Jaguars, you don't play with fire here. You kick it deep, keep it on the ground, as we saw Satley try the first time. And we'll see what Fox does with possession. They may just take a knee with one timeout left. But here's a Satley kick from left to right. He does bounce it through to the 40, and it will roll at the 35. And the Fox Warrior player misplays at the up back there. Still able to recover it, though. And that appeared to be Brock Inman, the sophomore who struggled with it on special teams. But eventually he recovers it. And with 23 and a half seconds to go, Fox has it first down and 10 at their own 33-yard line. And I don't believe that we're going to see anything too extreme. Maybe a run or maybe a quarterback kneel down. They are forming a kneel-down situation, and McGinnis takes a snap and does just that. The final 17 seconds will tick off here. Gavin McGinnis with three rushing touchdowns. Bob Nybert adding to his touchdown total as well. He's got 10 on the year now, over 1,000 yards rushing for both McGinnis and Nybert, with 3 seconds now on the play clock, or on the game clock. Everyone making their way back towards the very warm locker rooms. And for the Sackman Jaguars, they get touchdowns from Dylan Hawk on a beautiful pass by Seth Lounsbury, and then a 2-yard run by Dylan Hawk. And behind him, a 1-yard score for Drew Campbell. Our score is 27-21, Fox in the lead. They'll get the second half kickoff. But first, we have the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. We'll kick it back to the KJ Studios here in just a little bit, but we're going to come back here and quick, or actually, you know what? Let's just go to Hal Neisler. I know he's chomping at the bit to say things to you, so we'll let him do so. I will take a 3-minute break here and give him a chance to get everything ready, as we will have highlights on the scoring plays of the first half. Again, Fox 27, Sackman 21 here on AM 1400 KJF.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard: the RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice. Think Twin City.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.
Looking for Mineral Area College spirit wear, a snappy book bag, greeting cards, art supplies, office supplies, or study sheets? In the market for a new laptop computer? Check out our expanded bookstore on Mineral Area College's Park Hills campus. For that Mac student in your life, a gift card might be just the thing he or she needs to make a big difference. Visit Mineral Area College's bookstore today on the Park Hills campus near the Ludington Park Hills exit. It starts here. Mineral Area College.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Hi everyone, it's Debbie Hamby with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Did you know that we have a new store opening in Deloge? You can find us very soon at 1131 North Deloge Drive, right between Specs Optical and O'Reilly Auto. But don't worry, we will still have the same phone number and hours. Our new location will be more spacious and accommodating, plus it will include a full-service UPS store to take care of all of your print, ship, and mail needs. Stay tuned for more info on opening dates. There's so much to look forward to at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
Hope you're enjoying football action tonight here on AM 1400 KJF between the Fox Warriors and the Sekman Jaguars. I'm Hal Neisler, and along with Crystal Wilcutt back in the newsroom, cutting up all the audio and putting together the first half highlights, we'll recap things here so far on this Friday night. It is a chilly evening with 44 degrees, our current temperature. And we'll give you a weather forecast before we go back to Matt Greenwood at Fox. And we are on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy halftime program. It's all part of the Midwest Center Sports Halftime Show, where here at halftime it is Fox over the Sekman Jaguars 27-21. The game got underway to Fox's advantage with a fumble recovery right out of the gate.
Lounsbury in the gun, about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Drew Campbell, the tailback, ready to run, but the snap is high off the hands. Having to recover it is Lounsbury, and then it's stripped in the backfield, and the Warriors recover. A mess of a play by the Sekman Jaguars to start this ball game on their very first play of the first possession of the night. They turn it over.
The Warriors took their time with the ball being in their possession, but Gavin McGinnis eventually met the end zone with a 23-yard touchdown run.
McGinnis will take the snap, fakes a handoff, runs it through the B-gap left side, and is able to trickle his way inside the 10 to the 5 and crossing the goal line for 6. Just the slightest little flick to the left drew the linebacker, and that left a wide open hole down the middle of the field.
And with 34s, the extra point was good, and Fox went up 7-0 with 5:17 left in the first quarter. And with 34 seconds left, Gavin McGinnis obtained
the 8-yard gain for another 6 points.
Thomas lines up near side slot. Hastings behind the right tackle. Man in motion from left to right, Elwood. McGinnis with the quarterback keeper. Holds the football out as he crosses the goal line for another 6. Easy peasy for Gavin McGinnis. An 8-yard gain and a 13-0 lead for the Warriors.
Easy peasy. This time, the extra point was unsuccessful, and moving into the second quarter, the Jaguars made the call to action as quarterback Seth Lonsberry threw a 27-yard touchdown pass to Dylan Hawk in thrilling fashion.
Here's Lonsberry in the gun once more. Campbell situated right behind him. Trip set on the near side. 3-step drop. Lonsberry has time. Looks right. Fires left. All the way to the back of the end zone. Catch is made, and it's ruled a touchdown. Dylan Hawk with an athletic play just dragged the back heel of his right foot across the back of the end zone, secured the football, and a score for the Jags.
The extra point attempt for Seckman was good, and it was now 13-7 with 9:25 left to play in the first half. And almost immediately, Warrior Bob Nybert earned a crucial 59-yard run for a first down.
Here's a handoff. Nybert splits the gap to the 50, to the 40 of the Jaguars, stiff arm 30, to the 20, tumbling forward 10, and brought down at the 5.
And Gavin McGinnis then capitalized with his third touchdown on the evening.
Nybert has yet to score. McGinnis has 2 touchdowns for the Warriors. Who do they go to? McGinnis under center. Quarterback keeper goes to the line and stacked up, held up, but falls forward for 6. A 1-yard score for Gavin McGinnis, and the Warriors back up 2 touchdowns. It's 19-7.
The extra point was good for Fox, and after a recovery of an onside kick by the Jaguars, the Warriors gained the advantage one more time. Bob Nybert went in, this time from 4 yards out.
Under center McGinnis pitches it right. Nybert tries to stretch it long, and he's tackled across the goal line. Yes, a 4-yard score for Bob Nybert. His 10th touchdown of the season. And the Warriors lead at 26-7. A fake handoff, a late pitch to the right. Nybert bowls over the corner. No match for Big Nybert.
After the extra point, the Warriors were cooking with gas at 27-7 with 6:29 left in the half. Seckman's Drew Campbell got a first down at the 1-yard line for scoring position, and then Dylan Hawk got the 2-yard carry to keep it right up with Fox.
Out of the gun, Lounsbury on the sweep. Hawk trying to get to the edge. A hold there. No flag comes. And crossing the line for a 6-point score is Dylan Hawk, his second touchdown of the night.
After the extra point, it was now 27-14 with only 3:02 left in the second quarter. With 24 seconds left in the half, Seckman's Drew Campbell went in for a 1-yard touchdown run to make this anybody's ball game.
Seckman, first down and goal from the 1. Clock rolls at 30 seconds. Out of the gun, Lounsbury. Campbell, his tailback off the left hip. Campbell takes it, leaps into the end zone for another 6. Seckman cuts into the lead as they now trail 27-20 with 24 seconds to go.
And, of course, the extra point was good, and that's where we stand here at halftime. Again at the half, it is Fox leading Seckman 27-21. It's been a thrilling first half, and we'll be right back with another look at the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard here on KJEF.
Hi, everyone. It's Debbie Hamby with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Did you know that we have a new store opening in Deloge? You can find us very soon at 1131 North Deloge Drive, right between Specs Optical and O'Reilly Auto. But don't worry, we will still have the same phone number and hours. Our new location will be more spacious and accommodating. Plus, it will include a full-service UPS store to take care of all of your print, ship, and mail needs. Stay tuned for more info on opening dates. There's so much to look forward to at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
So what do Sports and Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills have in common? Well, if you want to hit a home run with your new furniture, you need to see Chris and Jamie at Patsy's Furniture. And if you want to score a touchdown with your new furniture, hey, see Chris and Jamie. And if you like working with the home team, well, I think you know by now, you need Chris and Jamie at Patsy's Furniture. Hey, that's where I go. They have a great selection, friendly people, and great pricing. So score a touchdown, hit a home run. Heck, just head to Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, right off Highway 67 at the Parkway Drive exit. Now that's a winner.
Back here at halftime, let's go over some of the scores around the regional radio area. Third quarter score for you now. It's Festus with a 20-7 lead over the Farmington Knights. Halftime, the Caruthersville Tigers lead the Jefferson Blue Jays by a touchdown, 14-7. It's halftime between Kennett and Potosi. The Kennett Indians lead Potosi 21-9. Charleston leading St. Pius at halftime 36-6. And it's Hayti 56-7 over St. Vincent halftime score. The Valley Warriors have a 7-point halftime lead over the Scott City Rams 28-21. And Dexter and the Central Rebels are tied at halftime 6-6. And that brings you up to date on our scoreboard here at halftime. We'll go back out to Matt Greenwood at the Fox Warriors football field. We'll do all that next right here on AM 1400 KJF.
Said and done. What really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. We'd like to invite all St. Francis County first responders, including police, fire, and ambulance, to our first annual St. Francis County First Responders Luncheon on November 14th. The free lunch will be held from 11 to 1:30 at the Bridge Community Church in Ledington. To RSVP for this event, visit our Facebook page, at Bryant Restoration Co., and register through the event link. Thanks again to all first responders from our team at Bryant Restoration, and we look forward to seeing you on November 14th.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We move this town.
My number one buying tip is to get a pre-approval before you start your house hunting. I wouldn't want you to fall in love with a home only to get your heart broken when it doesn't fit your financial needs, and I don't want to waste your time by looking at homes that don't fit into your budget or your loan type. It is important to know if you're a cash buyer, conventional loan, or a government loan. I am Kim Brees, and I will be with you every step of the way from pre-approval to getting the keys at the closing table.
Looking to buy a new home? Find us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
It's time you try Little Caesars and Herculaneum's Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Pizza for just $6.55. It's wall-to-wall with delicious pepperoni. Or how about their Ultimate Supreme for just $9.99? Also, check out their great-tasting wings, crazy bread, cinnamon crazy bites, and so much more. And don't forget Little Caesars' mouth-watering dipping sauces. That's Little Caesars just off 555 at the Herculaneum exit. And be sure and use the Little Caesars app so you can pick up your order when you walk in.
Go see JR today at Midwest Sports Center. They're just off Highway 67 in Farmington. And JR, just because the weather's getting a little bit cooler doesn't mean the deals are cooling off at Midwest Sports Center.
No, we've got some hot sales going on right now on all of our ATVs and side-by-sides. I've still got some mowers available also. Come see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975. Just ask for JR.
Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center today. They're located just off Highway 67 on Walker Drive in Farmington.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 at KJFF. It is still halftime as we're pretty close to starting the second half here between Fox and Seckman. Class 5 District 1 semifinal action for you. Wow, what a ball game. 27-21. Fox up by as much as 27-7. Seckman gets a touchdown, a defensive stand, and then a one-yard Campbell run. With all extra points converted for the Jaguars, they only trail by six. Fox has missed one extra point. They scored four times. Players are out there warming up, and I mentioned earlier Bob Nybert over the 1,000-yard mark for the Fox Warriors this year. And I mentioned that he probably got it a couple of plays ago. He's had a run of 59 yards and 45 yards for 104. And as I went back and did some math, Nybert is about 10 yards away from 1,000. So he'll likely get it here. He's the all-time career rushing leader in Fox Warrior history. And so he'll continue to add on to that mark here in the second half. Fox will get the ball to start as it's a 27-21 lead for the Red and White. Let's take one more break. Come back in 60 seconds with your second half kickoff here on KJEF.
Pulse Tractor and Equipment continues to be the leader of compact tractor sales for St. Francis and surrounding counties. How, you ask? It's simple. By selling the best quality for the best price with a proven best warranty on the market. Hi, it's Hannah with LS, the major brand maker of two other brands. Brands that you already know and love. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, you get that same franchise quality with the best 6-year parts and labor warranty and more standard features than I can name in this 60-second ad. This month, get the 35-horsepower 4-wheel drive diesel tractor with loader and skid steer front bucket for only $16,999. That's right, get the 35-horsepower compact diesel tractor with loader for only $16,999. Give us a call today, 573-756-4353, or stop by Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Matt Greenwood for AM 1400 at KJFF out in Arnold, Missouri. Up in Arnold, Missouri. And it's a 27-21 lead for the Fox Warriors. As I mentioned, Fox up by as much as 20. They got three rushing touchdowns from Gavin McGinnis, their quarterback. His 13th, 14th, and 15th touchdowns coming here tonight in this semifinal game. And the other touchdown for Bob Nybert, who's been working his tail off for sure. A couple of big runs of 59 and 45 yards. And he's very close to that 1,000-yard rushing mark. Excuse me. Just hasn't quite gotten there yet. I imagine a lot of you dealing with some sickness issues. It's that time of year. So we got to deal with what we got to deal with here. We're outside the press box here at Fox High School. Second half set to get underway. The Warriors will be the first to receive it unless Sackman tries an onside kick of their own. But here we go. We are underway to start the second half. Satley keeps it low on the ground. It'll roll inside the 30 on the south end zone. Picked up by the upback Maxie. And Maxie is twirled down to the turf as he crossed the 40. And that was actually Carson Elwood, who was standing between the second line of defense on special teams and the returners. And he picked it up and got a good 20 yards or so. First down and 10 for Fox. It'll be at their own 41-yard line. Going from right to left, south to north, heading towards the highway. And they'll go with a two wide out set. Near side receiver is Jake Pizzoni. Slot man is Cade Thomas. Under center is McGinnis. And we'll have a flag here before the first play of the second half. False start called on number 66 for Fox, Joey Johnson, the right guard, jumping. It'll be first down and 15 for the Warriors from their own 36-yard line. Fox 8-1 this year, Sackman 6-3. These two teams played earlier. It was 49-0. That was just a few weeks ago, back on October 9th. And this is a very much very much a different ball game here tonight. There's a quarterback keeper up the middle for McGinnis over the nose guard into the 40. Nose of the ball will actually be placed between the 39 and 40-yard line. So that's a gain of about five. Let's call it four. I, like a lot of you probably anticipated, a much closer game. You know, second time facing a team, you learn about your mistakes the first game, and you make the adjustments, and you come back, and you have that revenge factor going for you. So Sekman able to put up 21 on this Fox defense. Here's McGinnis. A delayed handoff to Nybert over the right guard towards the 45, brought down in the hash, far hash at the 43. That's a gain of four. That'll bring up third down and about eight for the Fox Warriors. They have converted a few third down plays, and they'll certainly need another one here. They'll line up two wide near side, empty on the right. One man lined up offset behind the left tackle. I believe that is Elwood as he's right in line with us. Kind of hard to tell there. Here's the sweep handoff, trying to bounce to the edge. Outside the hash, throwing out a stiff arm, crossing midfield. And to the 47 is Caden Hastings. His second carry of the night. First time was on an option play, and he actually lost yards. This time he gets to the Sekman 47, and that is a pickup of 9 yards. Our very first Coldwell Banker Holsey first down of the second half. Going right to left, the Warriors. Ball in the near hash. Nose just shy of the Sekman 42-yard line. Four-man front for the Jags. Make that a five-man front. Three linebackers ready to leap forward. And it's the defensive tackle here, number 52, for the Jags, Jeremy Vickers, that jumps offside. So you had a false start for Fox to start this drive. And now a Sekman offside penalty gives Fox a quick five just after their first down play. So ball at the 43-yard line. Fake handoff up the middle. McGinnis bounces it out to the edge, and he's going to be stood up on the Warrior logo as momentum stopped shy from where the ball was snapped. And so maybe a loss of a yard there. So 9.5 to play in this third quarter, 27-21. Fox in the lead, ball just inside the far right hash as they operate right to left. Sorry about that, folks. McGinnis getting set to go under center. He does in the low squat, takes a handoff. Elwood stutter steps in the backfield, then takes the ball from McGinnis, charges forward inside the 40 to the Sekman 38. Pickup of four. That'll bring up a very manageable third down and two. Cole Elwood with a couple of special carries in that first half. And we do have a player down on the turf. It's a Warrior as both teams make their way back to their respective sidelines, trying to get a number on the player for Fox, who's actually laying down on his back right now. Let's go ahead and take a break here. There's a stoppage in the action, 8:56 to play in this third quarter, 27-21. Fox has the lead, third down and two on the Sekman 38-yard line when we return in 60 seconds on KJF.
Comtree Dental is leading in innovation to serve your family in Jefferson County. Find us serving students in more than 80 schools.
Visit our pediatric specialist, the only pediatric dentist accepting Medicaid in Jefferson County.
Receive care in our fully equipped mobile dental clinic.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment for your smile.
Welcome to our family tree.
Jefferson College women's basketball playing tonight, and just got a text from head coach Ashley McGee. 90-61, the Jefferson College Lady Vikings beat Rend Lake by that score. Injured player was Cole Elwood. He got to the sideline. He'll have to sit out of play here, but he seems to be all right. Third down and two, a play for Fox. They have it on the far hash going right to left. Under center McGinnis takes a handoff, rolls to the left off his back foot, finds Nybert in the flat, and an over-the-shoulder tackle broken by Nybert. He goes up the sideline inside the 30 before being shoved out of bounds around the segment 25. They needed two, and they definitely got that and then some. Let's see where they mark it. 24, it appears. So Bob Nybert rarely catches the football out of the backfield, and this one works out for him. Looking at an 18-yard gain. Another first down for the Warriors. The drive continues. Lob up towards the front corner of the end zone, McGinnis, and he leads his receiver too far. Jake Pizzoni couldn't quite catch up to it. Ball ended out of bounds. Thought I heard whistles going during the play, but appears not. So the play does stand. It's going to bring up a second down and 10 on the incomplete after the incomplete pass. I want to thank Roberts Pest Control of Hillsborough, MFA of Farmington, Farm Bureau, Alan DePew of Festus for sponsoring our broadcast this evening here in Arnold, Fox High School. Very chilly, but haven't had rain since about 6:30 this evening. We'll cross our fingers that it remains that way. Hard count there for McGinnis. Nearly gets the front line for Sekman to jump. They do not. Snap. Handoff left. Nybert dragging a defender who's wrapped around his ankles. And finally, the Jaguars gang tackle him inside the 20-yard line. Marked down at the 16. Nybert just kept his right foot going forward while his left foot was being hung onto by a lineman of the Jags. That shows how strong Bob Nybert is. And looks like a 7-yard gain there, possibly 8. Brings up third down and 3. Ninth play of the drive coming up for Fox. Four-man front for the Jags. McGinnis under center, takes the snap, hands it off right hip to Nybert. Nybert bounces it over the right tackle outside the hashes, still stumbling forward, bringing defenders with him, and he's down at the 1. He just keeps trucking along. A 15-yard gain in a first and goal situation for Nybert, and that will definitely put him above 1,000 yards rushing for the season. Fifteen-yard run, Nybert. Do they give it back to him? He's hunched over. Snap to McGinnis. Forward, crossing the line, and able to manage his way through that pile to get that 6. And the Warriors double up their advantage, now leading it 33-21 as they go up 2 scores on the segment. Jaguars 7:16 to play here in the third. An easy 1-yard quarterback sneak into the end zone for 6. Jack Weiss will line up the extra point try. Sekman ready for it as they charge forward. Don't get there in time. Extra point is up and good. So the Jaguars still have a little work to do. They were down 27-21 to start this third quarter, but Fox going 10 plays, covering 59 yards, gets 6 points on McGinnis's 4th touchdown of the night. It's 34-21 Fox. We're back in 30 seconds here on KJF.
From shredding to mailboxing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, even impressing your customers. When you have your packages professionally packed by our certified packing experts and backed with the Pack and Ship Guarantee to make sure your business looks
outstanding.
The UPS Store, every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
The Fox Warriors are up 34-21 after a 10-play drive eclipsing 59 yards, capped off by a 1-yard touchdown run. Gavin McGinnis, the lead is 34-21. That drive brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. By the way, found the sheet of paper. Benefits and bonus pay are included. If you're interested, call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371. Kickoff deep taken by Reynolds. Then hands it off Hawk as they cross over. Hawk cuts it back to the near side 30. To the 40. The kicker to beat midfield. Has the 40. Sideline 30. To the 20. 10. 5. Touchdown. Dylan Hawk. 80-plus yard kickoff return as Reynolds handed it off. Dylan Hawk did the rest as he danced around a couple of defenders around the 25 and then took off, got past the kicker, and scored 6. And Sekman, just like that, you snap, and it's back to a one-possession game. Extra point coming for the Jaguars. 80-plus yard kickoff return and score for Sekman. They're an extra point away from being down 34-28. The Warriors tried that same thing earlier with Cole Elwood. They only got about 10 yards. It works out a lot better for the Jaguars. I believe Hawk got that ball around about the 15-yard line, so we don't know exactly the number there. But it was at least 80-plus. Here's the extra point try. Blockers coming on, and they don't get there in time. The kick is through. 6:57 to play as 19 seconds come off the clock after that kickoff return for Sekman for a touchdown. We'll take it to another break. We're back in 60 with Sekman down by 6, and Fox getting the football back with 6:57 to play in the third.
Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their 5 locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
An 80-plus yard kickoff return for the Sekman Jaguars. Dylan Hawk on the end of that one after an assist by Jacob Reynolds, who actually took the kick. Went about 2 yards, 3 yards or so to his left, then handed the ball off to Hawk, who turned it upfield after dancing around a couple of defenders around the 25. And as soon as he took off and got past that big group of players, he had just the kicker to beat, and he did. Here's the kickoff return for Cole Elwood. Dances through some tackles, 25, bouncing off a defender, 30. Near the 30, down at the 27-28-yard line. So Fox gets their second possession of the game, or the second half, rather. It'll be on their own 27-yard line. What a great ball game. I told you at the beginning, if you tuned in for pregame, I mentioned we could see a lot of big plays here tonight. Both teams with explosive offenses, great weapons, athleticism. We see it in the return game as well for Sekman. We got ourselves a false start on the snap. A hard count there by McGinnis. Couple of Jags on the front line move forward, but they didn't cross the neutral zone. And then the Fox Warriors jumped. I believe it was the left guard, Austin Deering, who moved. And so the Warriors will be backed up 5 yards closer to their own end zone. And by the way, I said south to north on this football field. I'm directionally challenged. It's east to west. And so Fox is on the east end of the field. And McGinnis with a handoff there, a little slippery move forward by Nybert as he's down at about the 28-yard line. That's right. I'm sorry, I did forget about the false start there. The PA guys got it right. It's a 6-yard gain. Second down and 9 coming up for the Warriors, going east to west. That's right to left. They'll stack the box. No receiver set here. You have number 7, Thomas, behind the left tackle as they hand it off to Elwood. Elwood over the right guard gets it outside the hash and brought down around the 33. pick up a five to set up a very manageable third down and about five. Here's a quick check of the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Valley Catholic in the third quarter leads 35-28 over Scott City. Festus doubling up Farmington there in the fourth quarter. It's 28-14 Tigers. Jefferson trailing Caruthersville 22-7. And Hayti all over St. Vincent 62-7. You got Potosi trailing Kennett 21-9 in the second half. Here's a run over the left guard. And that was a Nybert carry. Elwood came up holding his right ankle. So he was one of the lead blockers on the play. A gain of about two. Will Coach Tinker go for it? Also, Central leading Dexter 13-6 there in the second half. St. Pius trailing Charleston 36-6 in the second half. They're going to go for it. Fourth and two. Quarterback keeper over the nose guard and diving forward about the 37-yard line goes McGinnis. Where are they going to mark this one down? There are too many feet in the way. Between the 37 and the 38. Trying to see where the chain is located on the other end of the field. Can't quite see it, but if I had to guess, it's a first down. Fans, of course, just about in line with the ball, and sort of leaning to their right like I am as well to see if the nose of that ball is beyond the first down chain. Here comes the measuring sticks. They plant it down, and yeah, it's a football length beyond the chain. So a first down on the quarterback keeper for Gavin McGinnis. He needed 2 yards, and he got three. Another Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. They move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Fresh set of downs for the Warriors at their own 37-yard line. Backs to their goal. Ball inside the near hash as they operate right to left. McGinnis with the delayed handoff. And straight up the middle goes Nybert up towards the 45. Brought down with the shoulder hitting the turf at the 44. That's a 7-yard gain, 6-yard gain to bring up second down and four. 34-28 your score. Warriors in the lead and in possession. 4:15 and rolling in this third quarter. Everyone squats down, including McGinnis under center. Takes a snap, delayed handoff. He'll fake it. He'll pitch it left. And Hastings brought down along the edge in front of the Fox sideline as a great pursuit and tackle by Jacob Reynolds coming up from the secondary position, wrestling down Hastings for a loss of one. Third down coming up for the Warriors. Third and about five. The Sacramento defense looking to come up with a big stop here. And it looks like Coach Tinker would like to talk things over with the boys. So with 3:37 to play in this third quarter, we got ourselves a fight on our hands. And we're talking about the clean, good, fun, back-and-forth fight, not the physical altercation fight. I'll look for a better word during this break. We're back in 60 seconds here on KJF with Fox in possession, up by six.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
Welcome into the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. And the next step for the Fox Warriors needs to be towards the west side of the field as they have a third down and six play. 34-28 your score. Fox with the lead in possession. Sacramento defense with a six-man front. McGinnis, the quarterback keeper, over the right guard. Up the middle, crosses the 50, has a first down. 45 to the 40, dragging the defender to the 35 to the 34. 23-yard first down carry for Gavin McGinnis. The hole opened up. He took it. And now he claps his hands after a very good strong run. Second first down of the drive for the Warriors. Next play will be number 8. McGinnis is a hard guy to bring down. He's a slippery quarterback. He's got 16 touchdowns this year on the ground. He'll go under center, tight end on the left side of the line. Elwood behind him. He'll be in motion. He'll take the ball from from McGinnis. Elwood cuts back upfield after slipping a couple of tackles along that segment sideline and is able to cross the first down chains by a few yards to about the 21. So another first down run. This one about 12 yards. Cole Elwood keeping the segment defense a little bit honest as he has run the ball a few times from that same formation with the tight end on the end of the line. He stacks behind him, and then he goes in motion, and McGinnis takes the snap in the hand and hands it off real quickly. This time he'll hand it off to his left hip. No, McGinnis with a keeper. Splits the gap, ducks the shoulder, gets past the defenders to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Fox Warriors. From 22 yards out, McGinnis, his 5th score of the night, his 17th of the season. 40-28 Fox, 2:39 to play here in quarter number 3. The points just keep piling on. We have not reached the 4th quarter. And the Warriors are an extra point away from putting us 1 point shy of the 70-point mark total. The extra point is good. 41-28, your new score here in the third quarter. There's 2:39 to play, and the Warriors are up by 13. Sekman to receive the next kickoff when we return here in 60 seconds on AM 1400 KJFF.
This is County Executive Ken Waller. I would like to personally thank you, the voters of Jefferson County, for allowing me to serve as your county executive for the past 8 years. It has been both an honor and a privilege to serve. After much reflection and prayer, I decided not to seek a third term as county executive and pursue the position of Jefferson County Clerk. I believe my experience in county government makes me a good candidate for the job. Make your vote count. Vote Ken Waller for Jefferson County Clerk.
Paid for by citizens to elect Waller, Kevin Weaver, Treasurer.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJF. A 9-play drive covering 73 yards. The Fox Warriors cap it off with a 22-yard run by Gavin McGinnis on a second down play. That's your Gilster Mary Lee Drive recap. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonus pay included. Call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. Onside try for the Warriors from right to the further right. And looks like the Jaguars recovered. So it'll be first down and 10 for Sekman as Fox with their 4th onside try. This one did not pan out for them either. One of them, however, did. But Sekman will take over. First down and 10 from their own 49. High snap, bobbled by Lounsbury. And he'll hop right on top of it back at his own 39-yard line. Jacob Reynolds was in the vicinity to try to help out his teammate. Third time we've seen a high snap bounce off the paw of Lounsbury. And he's been able to pick it up each and every time, except the first time he picked it up, he was in stripped. So that'll push the Jaguars a comfortable 10 yards back. Second down and about 18 to go. Going left to right, west to east. On the sweep play, it's Hawk. Stutter steps, tries to cut it back up the middle. And there to meet him, Chase Waters. Left defensive end for the Warriors stands his ground, lunges at Hawk, and brings him down in the backfield. Maybe a loss of half a yard there. We'll just call it third down and 17. Lounsbury squatting down. Waist-high snap out of the gun. Drops back. Steps up into the pocket. Tries to evade one defender. He does. Tucks it and runs. And just to the right of the Warrior logo near midfield, he crosses a 45 to the 47. A gain of 7 yards and a wasted drive there by the Jags. As we approach the 60-second mark of the third quarter. And it looks like we have a Warrior down on the turf, injured. About the third or fourth time we've seen that. And let's go ahead and take a break here and let the injured Warrior gather himself. It's 41-28 Fox in the lead, fourth down play and about 13 to go. Will Seckman punt? Or will they go for it? We'll find out here on the backside of this 30-second break here on KJF.
Mario's Italian Farmington serves the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pastas, calzones, strombolis, salads, and sub sandwiches. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. Get Mario's full menu online at mariositalia.com. You'll be satisfied with all the choices Mario's has to offer. Dine in or have it delivered or have them cater your next special event. Open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
The injured player for the Fox Warriors is wideout Cade Thomas. He got up and got a little assistance as he's walking to the near sideline where we're situated, Fox sideline. And he seems to be out of it a little bit. Fourth down and 13 play for the Jaguars on their own 47-yard line. Lounsbury out of the gun. Man in motion, Fritz from right to left. Looking left, out of the snap, Lounsbury throws it high. Caught by Reynolds and coming up to make a tackle shy of the first down marker, Cole Elwood with a big defensive stand there. Came up into the open field, got Reynolds down at the 44, about 3 yards shy of the first down marker, and that's a turnover on downs. 10-yard completion when they needed 13. Fox takes over at their own 44-yard line. Chance to milk some clock. Still 53 and a half ticks on this third quarter clock. Fox going right to left here, 10 seconds on the play clock. Wide out is Pizzoni near side. They'll stack the box, the Warriors, off the right hip. Nybert takes it from McGinnis. Breaks it, a waist tackle, 50 to the 45-40. Tumbling forward, 35, upended by Jake Reynolds at the 30-yard line. 26-yard pickup, Bob Nybert, as he continues his trek past 1,000 yards rushing this season. He definitely has it, and he's looking to add more. Coldwell Banker Holsey, first down. You can't bring him down by the waist. You can't really take him down upper body, so you got to go down low. Jacob Reynolds did. He paid the price, came up limping. Here's McGinnis under center, first down and 10 play from the Seckman 30. Fake handoff left. Off the right hip, Elwood takes it from McGinnis. Tries to get to the edge, outside the tackle there, inside the hash, crosses the 25 and towards the 20-yard line, down at the 24. That'll be a 6-yard pickup, and that'll be the last play of the third quarter. 7 seconds to go. It's 41-28 Fox. That is your end of the third quarter score. As with 1 second, the clock will hit zero here. And there's no horn, there's no buzzer, there's no siren. It just stops. So we'll take a 60-second break here and come back for the final 12 minutes in this Class 5 District 1 semifinal game on KJF. It's the 2-seed Fox, 41, and the 3-seed Seckman, 28.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard, the RAV4's suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota,
Let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice. Think Twin City.
Second down and four play for the Fox Warriors. McGinnis under center, three-step drop, lobs it forward, and it's knocked down out of the arms of Chase Maxey. Coming up from behind the play, looked like Blake Fritz to knock it down. Incomplete pass there, brings up third and about four as they reposition the yardage needed to gain for the first down during the break between the third and the fourth quarter. Matt Greenwood with you for AM 1400 KGF in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Here comes that third down and four play. The Sacramento defense needs a stop here. Fox, I feel like, will go for it regardless. So they're looking for a few yards here, if not more. McGinnis under center. Man in motion, Maxey. The handoff instead to Nybert. He charges forward, and he'll be brought down shy of the line to gain. About one, maybe one and a half for Nybert. Fourth down and three play coming up. And Coach Tinker, he's been aggressive all night, will keep the offense on the field. So the 11-man Sekman defense needs to come up and make another big play defensively. And maybe Coach Tinker is considering a field goal or just wants to come up with a creative play to get the first down. Or we'll see what he comes up with after this timeout that he's just taken. Fox down to one timeout. Sekman still has 3:11:21 to play in this fourth quarter. It's 41-28 Fox here on KJF.
Hey, if you haven't been to Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills lately, then you haven't been to Patsy's Furniture. Man, the selection is as good now as it's ever been. And that's saying something. Seriously, stop by and say hi to Chris and Jamie. The first thing you'll notice is just how nice they are. They won't hard sell you at all. They'll just let you look around and offer you help when you need it. And we're talking about really nice furniture, too, from some of the best-known brand names in the business. Hey, maybe that's why Patsy's Furniture is my only stop when I do my furniture shopping. Patsy's Furniture, right off Highway 67 at the Parkway Drive exit. You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 at KJFF. Fourth down and a long two to go. We'll call it three. Fox going for it. Up by 13 on the Sekman 22-yard line. They stack the box. No wideouts here. McGinnis under center. Fakes the handoff right. Keeps it left. Traveling behind blockers. Outside the 15. Outside the 10. Towards the goal line. He scores, but a flag coming in from the back judge. And it looks like a hold is going to be called on the Warriors. And because it was downfield, it'd be a spot foul. McGinnis going for a sixth touchdown of the night, but it's going to be called back here. And like I said, it was a spot foul. The lineman was down the field, or the receiver was down the field inside the 20, at about the 18. So they should mark this down to the, or back towards the 28-yard line. They put it down at the 26. So it becomes a fourth down and sixth play after that holding call. Fox still going for it. Clock rolls towards the 11-minute mark. 13-point lead for the Warriors. Playing fearless football. Nybert hand in the turf. McGinnis under center. Behind the right tackle. Left tackle is Elwood. He'll take it on the sweep. Tries to bounce to the edge. Breaks through a waist tackle. Tiptoes the sideline. He's inside the 10 to the 5 and out of bounds with a first down. 20-yard run, Cole Elwood, two Jaguars had him short of the first down. He slipped through him and then tippy-toed the sideline for a good 5 or 6 yards before finally his momentum carrying him out of bounds. Second first down of the drive for the Warriors. That's a Bloomsdale Bank stat for you. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. First down and goal from the 6. Hand off to the right. Nybert monsters his way across the goal line and scores. Took it behind the right tackle. No defender touched him as he crossed the goal line from 6 yards out. His second score of the night, and the Warriors in command here, up 19 with 10:48 to go. The Warriors have widened the gap here. It was a 34-28 ball game towards the tail end of the third quarter. And the Warriors have gotten two scores. Lining up for the extra point, Jack Weiss. Late man coming on. Jake Waters, the kick is up, and it is through. 48-28. The Fox Warriors will lead the Sekman Jaguars in this Class 5 District 1 semifinal. The Warriors say, fear the spear. Well, the Sekman Jaguars are on the other end of that as they try to get through it and try to inch closer with 10:48 to go. It's 48-28 Fox. We're back in 60 on KJF.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Matt Greenwood for AM 1400 KJFF at about the 2.5 minute mark of this ball game. It was 34-28 Fox with the lead. Sekman with a chance on defense to slow down this Warriors O and get the ball back and maybe potentially tie it up. But instead, Fox picking up a first down on a third down play. A couple of plays later, they get a score and they've added another. It's now 48-28. Sekman set to receive. Unless Fox goes with their fifth onside kick, they do not. Coming up forward is Peyton Patterson. Knocks it down, scoops it up at the 25 midfield or center of the field there in between the hashes, and he's brought down at about the 25-yard line as a big tackle by number 65, Silas Stranger. Certainly a stranger to me tonight. But Silas Stranger comes up with a big tackle, the sophomore. 10:42 to play in this fourth quarter. First down and 10 for the Jags on their own 25-yard line. They've got a hill to climb for sure. Out of the gun, Lounsbury in the squat. Letter high snap, hands it off right side. Dylan Campbell, no. It's a handoff to Hawk on the sweep. He breaks loose to the 40. Midfield, Sekman sideline, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Dylan Hawk. And just like that, the Jags are back in the ballgame. 75-yard touchdown run. That just took 13 seconds off the clock. This game continues to surprise. Man. They just keep rolling through, don't they? You know what? I may have gotten the wrong guy. It might have been Lounsbury on the keeper. There's an extra point try. It banks off the inside of left upright and falls through. I take that back. It's a Seth Lounsbury 75-yard touchdown run. Just as exciting, especially for the Jaguars side. Sorry about that, Seth Lounsbury, but he scores. And it's a 48-35 game. We're back in 30 on KJF.
Exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence. Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
Matt Greenwood for AM 1400 KJF. Apologies to Seth Lounsbury. Not Dylan Hawk, 75 yards for a score, but Lounsbury, 75 yards and the 6 points for the Jags. 10:29 to play. Jaguars kicking east to west. That's right to left for you. With the Jaguars down by 13, they still have a fighting chance here. Ethan Corney with the onside try, whiffs on the football. As he started on the right side of the ball, tried to come back and kick it with his right foot to the near side and whiffed on it. And then Sekman forced to recover it because the ball only went about a yard. Again, this game continues to surprise. Fox up three scores twice already this game. Sekman has made a couple of comebacks. They're now down within two scores. Fox has recovered an onside kick. Sekman has tried their luck doing so and haven't really done a good job like the Warriors were able to do. So it's Fox football on the Sekman 41. Good field position. Fox operating left to right. That's west to east for you. Not that you'd be able to tell directionally because it's so dark now. Although it's nice and bright here on the field. Here's Nybert handing the turf in the backfield with McGinnis. McGinnis under center takes the snap, hands it off right side over the tackle and guard. Bob Nybert carrying Jaguars with him towards the 35, and the whistles finally go. The officials had to whistle about a good 5 or 6 times before guys just stopped pushing Nybert around. Or the other way around. Nybert, pretty good job at pushing others around. So that's about a 5-yard gain for Nybert. Inside of 10 minutes to go. Clock rolls. Ball on the Sekman 36. Between the hashes. Under center McGinnis. And the 5-man front for the Jaguars will get into the backfield as soon as number 8, Chase Maxey, took the ball off of McGinnis' left hand. And that's a loss of 1 on the play. The Jaguars easily reading that play. I guess the point here for the Fox drive on a 3rd-and-6 play is just run the football, chew up some clock, and see if you can't keep the ball deep on the Sekman side. Under center McGinnis, 7-man front, takes the handoff with the left hand, ball still on his right, rolls to the right. Off his back foot, he leaps up and throws the ball down the field towards the 10 on the near sideline, and it's incomplete, batted down by Sekman's Jacob Thomas. That'll bring up a 4th-and-7. And the important thing there is that play there stops the clock. Gavin McGinnis to the sideline to get the call from Coach Tinker, who's been very aggressive all night long. 4th-and-6, ball in between the hashes at the Sekman 37. First down here for Fox, and they'll be able to chew up more clock. They got one timeout left. Don't want to burn it here. 6 seconds on the play clock. Everyone gets down all of a sudden, and Sekman will have to use one of their timeouts. They were not prepared for the setup that Fox had. So with 8:59 to play, in this fourth quarter, a 48-35 lead for the Warriors. They're going for it on 4th-and-6. We'll see what they can do when we return here in 60 seconds on KJF.
Hot and Ready Pizza is here at your Little Caesars in Herculaneum. They have their famous Little Caesars combo for just $5. And for dinner, pick up a Hot and Ready cheese, pepperoni, or sausage pizza for just $5.55. Or a 5-meat feast, and I mean feast, for just $9. That's Little Caesars off I-55 at the Herculaneum exit behind Cracker Barrel. Open at 10:30, 7 days a week. And be sure to use the Little Caesars app when ordering.
Matt Greenwood back in the Mineral Area College of Broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. 4th-and-6 for the Fox Warriors. Looks like they're going to go for it here. They have the ball on the Sekman 37-yard line. By the way, final score coming in. Festus 28, Farmington 21. The 6-seed Festus Tigers advance in their district to the district championship. 4th-and-6 play on the sweep. Elwood takes it off the right hip of McGinnis, and the Jaguars are well prepared as they'll bring Elwood down well shy of the first down marker. No gain as the big tackle there by number 25, Nick Fingers, and the Jaguars make a defensive stand. And with 8:53 to play in this fourth quarter, down by 13, they've got a chance with their big play abilities to get right back in this one. That's the second time the Warriors in the second half have gone for it on fourth down, and they've turned to that Cole Elwood run on the sweep play. First time he got the first down, this time he does not. Sackman has it. First down and 10 at their own 37-yard line. Out of the gun, Lounsbury. Off his right hip and slightly behind him. Hawk takes it on the sweep, tries to bounce it to the outside towards the Jaguars sideline, right side, and is able to tippy-toe his way out of bounds a couple of yards forward from the line of scrimmage. Actually, they're just going to give him one to the 38. It continues to get colder here in Arnold. Caruthersville upends the Jefferson Blue Jays 30-7. The career of Andrew Graves comes to an end, but the numbers that he put up, quite phenomenal this year. So the Blue Jays are out of the playoffs. Caruthersville advancing, and they'll likely play Charleston, who is up big on St. Pius earlier. And now they're going to need a reset on the game clock to 8:39. Not really sure why. I thought it was already there when they snapped the ball on that first down play, but apparently not. Also, Hayti beat St. Vincent 74-13. Big thanks to Hal for providing these scores for us. Hal Nicer, of course, back in the very warm and comfortable KJF studios. Second down and about 8 to go for the Jaguars. Operating right to left. Ball on the far hash. Play to the near side left. And Drew Campbell is going to be held up shy of the 40 by Joey Johnson. And got to the 42. Gain of 4 there. Haven't seen Drew Campbell run the football much here in the second half. That's also because Seckman has a kickoff return for a touchdown in the 75-yard Lounsbury run. Not a lot of possession time for the Jags. Lounsbury, waist-high snap, throws to the right side as he gets hit. The throw is low to the far side. And slipping to the turf, trying to come back and make a play, was Stuckmeyer. Oh, bigger part in Fritz. I saw one, couldn't tell what the other number was. It was Fritz. And that brings up fourth down and 5. Sackman will be going for it here inside of 8 minutes, down 2 scores. The teams have combined for 83 points. 3 receivers to the near side. 1 receiver far side, Lounsbury squatting 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Here comes the pass rush for the Warriors. Lounsbury smartly steps up into the pocket. Now he'll tuck it and run to the 45 midfield on the Fox side towards the Sackman sideline, 45, and shoved out of bounds at the 44-yard line. And I don't see a flag, so this one will stand. A fourth down play converted by the Warriors, by the Jaguars. And they're going to mark him out at the 46, actually, of Fox. So about an 11-yard run there. And now we got whistles going. Not sure what for. I don't see anybody down on the ground. The linesman, the line official, he seems to be fine. The chain gang, they're okay. Something obviously going on with the chains. Again, not really sure what it is, but it looks like they finally ironed out the issue. All right, 7:46 to play. Sackman, first down and 10 on the Fox 46. Lounsbury fakes a handoff in the backfield, fires over the middle of the field, sliding feet first, making the grab is Dylan Hawk to the Fox 33, a gain of 13. And back-to-back Coldwell Banker Holsey first downs for the Jags. Lounsbury with a great throw towards the turf where only his man Hawk could get it. Receiver on the near side, Thomas. Jaguars operating right to left. First down and 10 play from the 32. Fake throw by Lounsbury. Rolls to the left. Has some space on the near sideline and will run all the way out of bounds to the Fox sideline. Late tackle attempt there by the Warriors, but Lounsbury able to get past him. And Lounsbury hobbling about as he got to about the 22-yard line. They're going to put him down at the 23, it appears, 1 yard shy of the first down. So Lounsbury, a 75-yard touchdown run this evening. And he continues to limp. He came into this game, and we did not know if he was going to start. Here he is, battling an injury, fighting through it, keeping the segment Jaguar team in their hopes of advancing to the Class 5 District 1 championship game alive. And now we have a timeout, an official's timeout. Might have ourselves a measurement here. On the scoreboard, it read that the ball was snapped at the 32. And now the scoreboard showing the ball is at the 21. I'm trying to look across the other side. There's a glare from the lights on the far sideline. Can't really tell on the near sideline because of the group of Fox Warriors that are standing up in front of our view. We are at the top of the stands here in front of the press box outside. And the measurement shows short by half a yard. It'll be a second down and half a yard play for the Jaguars as we watch the officials walk back across the field to see exactly where this football is. And it looks to be at the 22, which is where they originally marked it. Okay. Second down and inches for the Jaguars. Ball at the Fox, 22. The clock will roll on the official's whistle. Still a 13-point game as other games around the area wrapping up. This one still very much going. Lounsbury out of the gun, a five-man front. Man in motion is Fritz from the right slot. Lounsbury fakes a handoff and will keep it over the left tackle and spins off a defender as he falls forward as Gavin McGinn is able to bring him down and Lounsbury again up and walking gingerly. But he did pick up a first down. A two-yard run there for Lounsbury. Jaguars huddling up. They break it. Ball at the 19 of Fox. Campbell ready to run out of his shoes. Hand in the turf, offset to the right of Lounsbury. Squatting behind that line, takes a snap, knee high, steps up into the pocket, now dancing around about, and he loses the football, and it bounces off of a tackle, rolls forward, and the Warriors recover it. Lounsbury tried to make a play in the pocket, held the ball out, and it popped out on the tackle attempt, and it looks like the recovery for Fox's number 58, Luke Joggerst. The most inopportune time for Lounsbury to cough up the football as he limps towards the Sekman sideline. Fox takes over with 6:48 to play, still up 48-35. Trying to go ahead and write this all down. Fox, first down and 10 at their own 18-yard line. Hoping to milk some clock here. McGinnis stretches it outside, crosses the 40, into the third level, midfield, 40, 35, 30, 20, 10. No one's going to catch Gavin McGinnis. 82-yard score. And the Fox Warriors have just about sealed their spot in the Class 5 District 1 championship game. An 82-yard run for Gavin McGinnis on the QB keeper. To 35. They say 77, but I saw the ball on the 18. I'm probably wrong. We'll go with 70. Well, you know, we'll just stick with what we think we know. Here's Jack Weiss on for the extra point try. Snap, hold, they're good. As McGinnis gets it down, Weiss sticks it through. 55-35. Fox leading Seckman with 6:36 to play in the fourth quarter. We're back in 60 on KJF.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Six touchdowns for quarterback Gavin McGinnis in this ballgame for the Fox Warriors. Rushing touchdown number 18 of the season. He's over 1,100 yards rushing. Bob Nybert eclipsing the 1,000-yard mark as these two Warriors guys penciling their names in the Fox record books for all-time best rushing seasons. Here's a Jack Weiss kick along the sideline. From left to right it goes. It bounces at the 25. Finally scooped up by the Jags. And then the ball will stay in the hands of Anthony Tellu. But Tellu wrapped up by the ankles, shy of the 15-yard line. 6.5 to play. Seckman needing somewhat of a miracle here as we welcome in the J98 and Carry I listeners. Thank you for joining us here on AM 1400 KJFF. What an exciting back-and-forth ballgame we've had. The closest the Jaguars have gotten was 6, but Fox has led by as much as 20. They've tied that large lead twice now as they lead it by that exact margin right here. From right to left, the Jaguars go. Three-step drop for Lounsbury. Dances out of the pocket. Towards the left comes near side. Flag comes flying out. Lounsbury to keep it to the 25 and will tippy-toe his way out of bounds around the 27-yard line, but I feel like this one's coming back. The umpire throwing the flag down as soon as Lounsbury broke out of the pocket, and that is indeed the call, a holding on the Seckman Jaguars, the last thing that they needed. Down three scores with 6:20 to play. Deep in their own territory. Now they're even deeper. Gavin McGinnis with 6 rushing touchdowns tonight. He's got 18 on the season. He and Bob Nybert have carried this team. Cole Elwood, another great senior tailback and wide receiver. He's had some good plays as well to keep drives alive, especially on a fourth down conversion here in this second half. Clock rolls. The down and distance now about first down and 20. Knee-high snap to Lounsbury. Time in the pocket. Steps up, throws, and that one skips off the chest of the intended target there, Lucas Salzman. That'll bring up second down. And about 20, let's call it 19 to go. No, that is 20 to go. So as we're near halfway done in this fourth quarter. As I said, the Jaguars, they have big play opportunities, or big play potential, I should say, and they'll need some here. Lounsbury, knee-high snap, in the pocket, steps up, and he'll go down in the end zone. Yes, but his forward momentum was stopped just outside the end zone at the half-yard line, and now a flag comes flying in, and I don't know who this is going to go against, but there is some pushing and shoving around the goal line. And I don't know if it is on Seckman. I don't know how you can push this one any further back than where it is already. So we'll let the officials decide here what the course of action is. So we definitely know it's unsportsmanlike conduct. The question is, who's it going against? Still waiting. All right, there's the call. It's against the Jaguars. So with the ball at the half-yard line, I guess we'll just slide it the length of a pinky nail. Not really sure how much further back you can put it, but it brings up a third down and 26 or so. Actually, the first down marker is at the 25, so it's third down and 24. Sekman needs the 25 to pick up the first down. They'll definitely go for it if they don't get it here. They'll go four wide, two on either side, going right to left. Got to look out for the man in motion there from the slot towards the right. He runs behind Lounsbury. Dancing along the back of the end zone, he'll just throw it to his spot, incomplete, as he tried to hit the man in motion, number 15, Lucas Salzman. And that'll bring up a fourth down and 24. And the Jaguars will bring on the special teams unit. So basically, the Jaguars down 55-35 here in the fourth quarter are counting on a muffed punt. Or if Fox is able to hang on to it and start driving down the field, Sekman hoping to strip the football. Back to punt for Sekman is Ethan Corney. Snap is good, just gets it away, and it'll land out of bounds on the Fox sideline closest to us. Out of bounds around the 33-yard line. Let's see the official walking up. Still walking. A couple of the Fox players impeding his progress. He finally stops at the 32. All right, time for the Jaguar defense to come up with the first turnover of the night. Fox has done a good job with this slippery turf and slippery footballs to actually hang on and not turn the ball over. But Sekman will be asking a lot of themselves to try to get a turnover here. Sekman has only two timeouts left, Fox with one. We're not likely to see Fox use one unless it's after killing some time on the play clock. Here's McGinnis under center, and no, new quarterback in for the Warriors as they feel they've wrapped this one up. There's a handoff to the left side. Over the left guard goes the ball carrier, and that's a gain of about four. And the backup tailback, I believe, is Braden Williams. We'll try to get the name for you here in a second. But we got Brock Inman, backup QB. Second down and five play for the Warriors on the Sekman 28. Under center is Inman. And in motion left to right. He'll take the ball, and that is number 32, Connor Sparks. Sparks muscles his way towards the first down chain. And this one's going to be pretty close. Might have ourselves another measurement here. The third down marker actually is going to put it 1 yard shy. Sekman hoping to create a turnover here. Third down and one. Fox will likely go for it on fourth, even if they can't convert here. Now it's Luke Pizzoni, sophomore tailback, with his hand on the turf in the backfield. Man in motion right to left from the tackle towards the left side, and we'll have ourselves a quarterback keeper. No, a late handoff there to Luke Pizzoni. And he has the first down for the Warriors. That means a fresh set of downs and more time to come off this clock with 4:10 to play in the fourth quarter. Bob Nybert, two touchdowns tonight. Gavin McGinnis, six, all on the ground. Both rushing for over 1,000 yards now on the season. Quite a spectacular offense Coach Tinker has at his fingertips. Ed Sekman will use one of their two remaining timeouts. 3:56 to play. 55-35. Fox looking for a spot in the Class 5 District 1 Championship to face either Jackson or Poplar Bluff. But they are 3:56 away from doing so. We're back in 60 seconds here on Regional Radio.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. Because MAC is your next step.
Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio. J98 KREI listeners joining us on KJEF with 3:56 to play in the fourth quarter. It's all but over as Fox has a 55-35 lead on the Jags out of the timeout. The quarterback, Inman, keeps it, and he's stood up behind the line for no gain on the play. Fifth play of the drive coming up. Last I heard, Jackson was pummeling Poplar Bluff, so it looks like we're destined for a Jackson and Fox Class 5 District 1 championship game. Again, the Warriors still trying to finish this one off. Seckman will put five men on the D-line, eight in the box for the Warriors. There's a delayed handoff over the right guard. Charging forward is Luke Pizzoni, and he carries a couple of defenders with him to the 10. They needed to achieve the 10 for the first down, and they got it. Another first down for the Fox Warriors. So Connor Sparks with the first carry of this drive. Pizzoni has gotten the last two for non-quarterback position players. Under center Inman, handoff, left hip, and that is going to be Pizzoni again, diving over the left guard inside the 10 to the 9. Second down and 9 play coming up. Second down and goal from the 9. Clock continues to roll. Seckman with only one timeout. You can see some Jaguar fans leaving these cold temperatures and hitting the exits. The Fox Warriors faithful will definitely stick around and see the semifinal celebration. 2.5 to play. As the Warriors approach the line, they all squat down, hands in the turf, under center, the QB Inman goes over the right guard, keeps it, and takes a big knock as he stumbles forward to the 4. Braden Briggs, who had a sack earlier in this ball game, comes up and tries to hit him high on the shoulder pads and just whiffed, and that's a good thing he did. Gain of about 4 there. Third down and goal from the 4. Warriors going left to right here. The rain stopped 30 minutes before kickoff. It has remained cold. No wind, though, so that's nice. Under center, Inman, 4 yards out. 2 men in motion. No flag thrown. Keeper for Inman. And piling right on top of him, the defender for Seckman. That was Miles McFeeters. Gain of a couple. Sets up fourth down and goal from the 2 for the Warriors. Be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spas End Zone show. We'll have that on all three of our stations, KJEF, KREI, and J98. Sean Malone, your studio host. And we'll recap the final scores from around here. Festus beats Farmington. Central beat Dexter. Potosi lost to Kennett. Under center, fourth down and goal play. Sweep handoff. Easy score from 2 yards out. Getting on the board, into the action. Jahad Thompson, sophomore tailback, gets 6 points to wrap this one up all nice and neat for the Fox Warriors. 61-35, your new score with 62 seconds to play. I think the Seckman Jaguar defense just kind of gave up there on the play once they saw the ball to the edge and the tailback with great separation. They elected to just stand up and let them score. Here comes the extra point try for Jack Weiss. The snap and the hold are good. And the kick is just inside the right upright. 62-35. Fox is 1 minute and 2 seconds away from advancing to the Class 5 District 1 championship game to take on, most likely, Jackson. We'll step aside here for 30 seconds on regional radio. Seckman will probably end up with a football after this break here on Regional Radio.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Matt Greenwood in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Jack Weiss throws up the right arm for the Warriors, kicking it left to right, keeps it on the ground. Up back, will slip to the turf, field it. His knee was already down. And he tried to get up and run to fool the officials, but they were right on top of it. And that was 81 Peyton Peterson. And got a few yards on a kickoff return. So the Sekhmet Jaguars down 62-35. Their season, their historical season, about to come to an end. Sekhmet, back in late September, picked up win number 6 of the season, their highest win total in program history. They never finished above 500. They've been around for 20-plus years. They finally get that above 500 record, but it'll still be a sour taste in their mouth as they'll fall to 6-4 here. Man in motion is Hawk. Lounsbury remains in the game at QB. Hawk stops on the dime, thought about throwing it instead, keeps it into the right hand, goes to the second sideline, and leaps a defender across the 45 towards midfield and shoved out of bounds there. An athletic play by Dylan Hawk, but a flag comes flying in because it is an illegal move to leap over a defender the way he did. A little acrobatic move there. Something to give the Jaguar fans to cheer about, but this ball will be coming back. Couldn't quite tell who he evaded by leaping over him, but like I said, pretty acrobatic move there by Dylan Hawk. Like I said, the Home Pulls and Spas End Zone Show will feature recaps of all of our area broadcasts, as well as talking to coaches from other games that were not on the broadcast, and that includes the St. Pius Lancers, who, unfortunately, their season coming to an end at the hands of Charleston. Here's a first down and about 13 play. Lounsbury with the keeper, and he's upended as he falls forward towards the 40. Good tackle there by Elwood. Pick up about 7 yards for Lounsbury. And with 25 seconds on the game clock, looks like we might get one more play. As coming on late for the Jags is number 18, Parker Boyd. The Sekhmet senior class doing something spectacular. Coach Baker will certainly remind them of that as they put up a good fight here tonight, but the Fox Warriors just a little bit better. There's a handoff to Campbell. Campbell up the middle, picks up the first down, slips to the turf as the scoreboard hits 00. That is your ball game. The Fox Warriors win this one 62-35 in advance to the Class 5 District 1 championship game against Jackson. But now, hold up. Officials, I guess, saying that there was a penalty. But as soon as they turned to Coach Baker, Baker said, just forget about it. It's over. So the teams will meet at midfield and exchange high fives or low fives or mid fives, whatever you want to call them, and that is your ball game. Fox 62, Sekhmet 35. We're back in 30 seconds to wrap this one up here on Regional Radio.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington. Hi, my name is Amy Cousins, general manager of your local store. Maybe start out with a couple of appetizers, boneless wings, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, spinach artichoke dip, chicken quesadilla. There's so much to choose from. Let the kids pick from the kids' menu, then for yourself, choose one of our favorites. Steaks, ribs, seafood, pasta, we have it all. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and look for our happy hour prices. Doing good in the neighborhood, Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Matt Greenwood for KJF, KREI, and J98. Thank you for listening. We'll keep this one short and sweet and get you to your Home Pools and Spas end zone show. Final score here, Fox 62, Sekman 35. It's the Fox Warriors, the two seed in this Class 5 District 1 tournament, and they'll take on Jackson in the championship game, and that'll be next week. Jackson, the number one seed in this district. Wow, what a ball game. What a back-and-forth battle. Sekman as close to 6 points. They were down by six. At one point, it was 34-28. And then that's when the Fox Warriors started dominating this ball game. It was very simple, just ground game for all involved. A few passes mixed in here and there. But for the most part, Fox beating Sekman on the ground. Just a couple of big holes over the guard positions for the quarterback, McGinnis. That led to a couple of big runs for him. Bob Nybert, one of the best, actually, stat-wise in Fox history for yards rushing. He had some pockets of space. He's also a really big dude. It is very hard to bring down, and we saw evidence of that here tonight, bouncing off quite a few tackles, even dragging a lineman about 4 or 5 yards on a tackle play. That just showed you the strength of Bob Nybert. So just too many weapons for the Fox Warriors, for the Sekman Jaguars to handle. And again, Fox runs away with this one towards the very end, 62-35. And let's go ahead and get to your play of the game, brought to you by Serenity Hospice Care. Peace of mind when you need it most. And our play of the game will go to the Gavin McGinnis 82-yard touchdown run to make it 55-35. It was a one-play drive after Seth Lounsbury coughed up the football for the Jaguars. It was one play, and McGinnis took it to the house for an 82-yard score. His sixth touchdown of the night, giving him 18 for the season. Bob Nybert tacked on two to his tally, and he finishes with, or he is up to now, 11 rushing touchdowns. Of course, the Warriors are not done yet. So, again, our play of the game brought to you by Serenity Hospice Care, the 82-yard touchdown run by Gavin McGinnis after the Lounsbury turnover. That'll do it for me here on AM 1400 at KJFF. Thank you to our J98 and KREI listeners for joining us late. Hope you enjoyed the rest of our broadcast. Again, the final score, 62-35. Fox beats Sekman. I want to thank my personal producer, Hal Neisler, back in the KJF studio. Crystal Wilcutt cutting up all of our highlights. For now, that is it. But the district championship is next week, and Fox will be in it against Jackson.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for...